KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station. Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on Them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about Them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
The Republicans are responsible for the shutdown. But people who like Democrats are going to have to start coming to terms with the fact that it's their own representatives who are telling them that they can't go back to work because they just don't want to spend a few billion dollars on 234 miles of additional border fencing requested by Border Patrol. In fact, if the Trump administration really wants to avoid the Democrats just shouting about how this is a Trump vanity project, all the Trump administration has to do is one thing: publicly come forward and say, listen, we will take a deal right now in which $5.7 billion is allocated directly to Border Patrol to do with as they see fit. They will make recommendations to Congress and to the executive branch, and then we will just go ahead and take those recommendations, and they can use the money. So it's not even about what Trump's personal priorities are. He just wants to do what Border Patrol needs, and Border Patrol needs a wall. Today, the Associated Press reports that President Trump is edging closer to declaring a national emergency to fund that long-promised border wall as pressure mounts to find an escape hatch from the three-week impasse that has closed parts of the government, leaving hundreds of thousands of workers without pay. Some 800,000 workers, more than half of them still on the job, were to miss their first paycheck today under the stoppage. Washington was close to setting a dubious record for the longest government shutdown in the nation's history. Now, again, it's a partial government shutdown. It is not a total government shutdown. All the essential services are still running. If you go to the airport today, TSA will still be there annoying you and giving you rectal exams. If you go to get your welfare check today, you're still going to be able to pick up your welfare check today. Food stamps are still operating, right? Social Security is still sending out checks. All these things are still happening. It's non-essential government employees who have been furloughed, and then everybody else is still working. And if their paycheck gets delayed by a week or two, which is what's likely to happen, then they will get their back pay. And that's always what happens. Everybody gets their back pay. It's not as though people are working for free. Nobody at the government works for free. Asked about the plight of those working without pay, the president shifted the focus, saying he felt bad for people that have family members that have been killed by criminals who came over the border, which seems to me a perfectly rational response. The Democrats want to talk about all the people who are not getting paid for 5 days while the government is shut down. Trump, I think, is right to focus on, okay, well, you know what, they could get paid, and also we could have less dead people in the United States. And when folks on the left say, well, immigrants to this country provide less crime than homegrown Americans, that's mostly true of legal immigrants, not necessarily of illegal immigrants, kind of hard to measure because most states don't actually keep track of illegal immigrant crime. Seriously, it's an amazing thing. If you ask how many murders have been committed in the state of California by illegal immigrants, there's no actual hard statistic on this because the state of California refuses to keep such statistics. With that said, should there be even one crime committed by an illegal immigrant? The answer, of course, is no, and certainly not many crimes, and many crimes are committed by illegal immigrants. Trump visited McAllen, Texas, and the Rio Grande on Thursday to highlight what he calls a crisis of drugs and crime. Here's President Trump at the border talking about how we absolutely need a wall. There's going to be some death if we don't have a wall.
Look, this is common sense. They need a barrier. They need a wall. If you don't have it, it's going to be nothing but hard work and grueling problems. And by the way, and death, a lot of death. I want to thank you. You do a fantastic job.
Thank you, Mr. President. I appreciate that.
It's really good. Thank you very much.
You can see Senator Cruz down there at the border later today on our radio show. We're having on Senator Cruz to talk about President Trump's border visit. Presumably, President Trump would earmark money for the Army Corps of Engineers looking for billions of dollars in other places. So one of the places would be taking money away from disaster response in Puerto Rico. Again, this is the reason why the president shouldn't do this, is because if he takes money away from the disaster response in Puerto Rico, the claims will be that he has shortchanged Puerto Rico in order to build the wall, when in reality, all that has to happen here is President Trump needs to keep on the pressure. He did a decent job of that yesterday, right? Going down to the border and pushing more is a good idea. He sat next to the brother of a man who was slain by illegal immigrants. And this guy, I think, gave a pretty convincing case as to exactly why it is that a border wall is necessary.
The way he was killed, what my family is going through right now, I do not want any other family, law enforcement person to go through that. Whatever it takes to minimize, put a stop to it, my family fully supports it. At 33 years old, Ranil Singh was cremated, and I had to pick up his remains. It breaks my heart, and no one should ever, ever go through that.
Media coverage of this stuff, by the way, is utterly, extraordinarily terrible. The AP, for example, talks about how President Trump visited McAllen, Texas, and he viewed tables piled with weapons and narcotics. Like nearly all drugs trafficked across the border, they were intercepted by agents at official ports of entry, he was told, and not in the remote areas where he wants to extend tall barriers. Still, he declared a wall works, nothing like a wall. Well, did it ever occur to people that people are smuggling through ports of entry because it is most convenient? The reason they're not walking across the unguarded areas of the border is because they're very far away, meaning that if you extend the wall, you are forcing more people into the port of entry. Think of flow of human beings the same way you think of flow of water. If you redirect the flow of water toward one specific point, then at least you have a choke point. If you leave the flow of water to go wherever it wants on the table, it's going to go wherever it wants on the table. So just because most of the water is already moving through a choke point doesn't mean all the water is moving through the choke point. The question is how you get more people to move through those ports of entry and also upgrade the technology at those ports of entry. The media keep claiming this is a manufactured crisis. It's not a manufactured crisis. And nothing's been manufactured here. This is a long-standing government failure. The federal government has been a giant fail on all of this for a very, very long time, for decades. And President Trump is at least attempting to do something about it. For that, he deserves credit. He only gets full credit if something actually gets done about it. Again, the media coverage of this is asinine. Jim Acosta at CNN is just, he's hilariously bad at his job. I mean, it's as though we in the conservative movement constructed reporters specifically designed to make CNN look bad. It's as though we went into a lab and we decided to take a few sprinkles of stupid and add it to a large dash of arrogance and then just toss it in a weird-looking reporter package and put it out there at CNN. That's what Jim Acosta is. So he goes down to the border in Texas, and he stands next to a steel slatted wall, exactly what Trump wants to build. And then for some reason he thinks he's owning the cons when he says that there's no crisis at this part of the border. You think? Maybe it's the wall you're standing next to, you dope. Here's Jim Acosta. Really, my favorite part of this, you can see the video. Jim Acosta stands at the border wall, and there's a smug grin of satisfaction that washes over his face at the end of this clip, as though he has just come up with a brilliant point nobody has ever come up with before. The Pulitzer is on its way. Here is Jim Acosta at CNN.
And here are some of the steel slats that the president's been talking about right here. As you can see, yes, you can see through these slats to the other side of the U.S.-Mexico border. But as we're walking along here, we're not seeing any kind of imminent danger. There are no migrants trying to rush toward this fence here in the McAllen, Texas area. As a matter of fact, there are some other businesses behind me along this highway. There's a gas station, Burger King, and so on. But no sign of the national emergency that the president has been talking about. As a matter of fact, it's pretty tranquil down here.
Wow. You mean it's really tranquil next to the wall? You mean next to the steel slats Trump wants to build? It's really tranquil over there. He's such an idiot. He's so stupid. So President Trump, President Trump drops one of the best tweets of his presidency last night. There's this meme that's been going around for a long time. It was started, a year ago by a guy named Harry Kachetarian, but it was really popularized by a Twitter user named Neon Taster, who started tweeting out before every Jim Acosta tweet, "Dear Diary," because everything that Jim Acosta does is specifically kind of his little mash note to himself. And so President Trump picked up on that. And last night, He took Jim Acosta's tweet and he just tweeted, "Dear Diary." That is some high-level trolling. You have to love that stuff. That is well done, Mr. President. I mean, this is why we elected him, right? Not to build the wall. We elected him for tweets like this. That's what we care about. Let's be real about this. Pretty delicious stuff from the President of the United States. As an added benefit, Jim Acosta hates the Dear Diary meme so much that a few weeks ago, somebody tweeted at him the Dear Diary meme, and he tweeted back at them, "F you." So that's solid stuff. By the way, speaking of media malfeasance, this is a pretty amazing story. CNN is denying, of course, that this is the case, that there is a local news outlet, KUSI, in San Diego. And CNN had been calling around to local news outlets and asking them if there was a reporter who'd want to come on CNN and talk about the border issue. Only one problem. The reporters over at KUSI believe that a border wall is necessary because they've been reporting on the actual border, unlike CNN, which has most of its reporters stationed in major cities. KUSI actually has reporters on the border pretty regularly. CNN calls them up, never gives them a call back because it turns out KUSI doesn't agree with them. We'll talk about that in just one second. First, let's talk about your online security and privacy. As a public figure, I'm constantly worried about being hacked or spied on. I don't want my emails compromised or my credit card number or online banking password stolen. But that happens to hundreds of millions of people every year. So, how can you protect yourself? The company I trust to defend my online security and privacy is ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN secures and anonymizes your connection by encrypting 100% of your network data and hiding your IP address. That means nobody can record or access your online activity. Download the ExpressVPN app on your computer or smartphone, and then just use the internet like you normally would. You click one button in the ExpressVPN app, and voila, you are now protected. ExpressVPN is great for accessing content from anywhere. With VPN locations in 94 countries and blazing fast speeds, ExpressVPN is consistently rated as the world's number one VPN service for internet users. And right now, the nice folks at ExpressVPN have extended special pricing of less than $7 per month to all my fans. Go visit expressvpn.com/Ben to claim that discount again. That's expressvpn.com/Ben to learn more. I use ExpressVPN, so should you. ExpressVPN.com/Ben for that special discount. ExpressVPN.com/Ben. All right, so this local news station, KUSI, reported yesterday on CNN basically ignoring them as soon as KUSI made clear that they actually believe President Trump is correct about the border wall.
CNN asked if KUSI would provide a reporter to offer our local view of the debate, especially to learn if the wall works in San Diego.
KUSI offered our own Dan Plant, who's reported many times that the wall is not an issue here. In fact, most officials believe it is effective.
Now, knowing this, CNN declined to have us on their programs, which often present the wall as not required in other places, like the stretch of the Texas border the president visited earlier today. They didn't like what they heard from us.
Oliver Darcy, for CNN's part, Oliver Darcy responded by saying, "We've had on KUSI reporters before. We asked on a lot of people, but some of those people don't end up being brought onto the program." Okay, I have my doubts that a lot of reporters are going to be brought on to actually specifically back President Trump's basic point here, because obviously CNN doesn't support the president's basic point. Democrats, meanwhile, are struggling for a response to President Trump. You know, the media portrayed this as though the Democrats are just fine and dandy, everything is cool. The fact is, as the government shutdown extends, their own constituents are going to look at them and say, why are you not just giving the president what he wants? This doesn't seem wildly unreasonable. I want to talk a little bit more about this. But first, I need to take a minute to remind you, there's a whole other world to this radio show over at DailyWire.com. You ever miss an opportunity to listen to The Ben Shapiro Show? Well, don't let it happen again. Go head over right now to DailyWire.com. You can watch all 3 hours of this radio show when you become a subscriber. Your life will be vastly enriched by the ability to see every detail on the show, from relevant news clips and photos to this astonishingly handsome face. You won't believe how good looking I am. I mean, I can barely believe it myself. Not only do you get my show, you'll also be able to hear from prominent conservatives like Andrew Klavan and Matt Walsh. You also get Michael Moles, which I guess that's a thing. The entire Daily Wire team has its finger on the pulse of the conservative movement. We will keep you educated and informed and entertained on the most newsworthy stories of the day. So don't wait any longer. Go to DailyWire.com, become a subscriber for just $9.99 a month or $99 a year. When you do get that $99 a year annual subscription, you also get this great tumbler. This leftist here is hot or cold tumbler. It is fantastic. Also, be sure to check out our Daily Wire store at Amazon.com. Check us out, DailyWire.com. Become a subscriber. Join the tens of thousands of fans in supporting the largest conservative podcast in the United States. Coming up, President Trump putting a lot of pressure on Democrats to defend exactly why they think a border wall is a bad idea. Democrats have a response. Their response is not good. It's basically that Donald Trump is mean and a wall is mean and Donald Trump is a terrorist. No, I'm not kidding. They pretty much said that. I'll play it for you. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
All Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-735-8360. That's 800-735-8360. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-735-8360.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Democrats are struggling to come up with an answer as to why a border wall would be an inevitably terrible idea. Their answer so far seems to be that Republicans are mean. Mazie Hirono, she came out and said, we don't negotiate with the moral hostage takers. You know, it's really funny. Whenever President Trump says something nasty about Democrats, and people like me say, you know, he really shouldn't say something nasty about Democrats. Like yesterday, President Trump said that it was easier to negotiate with the Chinese communists, you know, actual human rights violators, than Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. And I said, he shouldn't say that. Then the Democrats just say whatever they want, and nobody seems to bat an eye. Here's Mazie Hirono calling the president an immoral hostage taker for suggesting that we need more protection along the southern border.
He is an amoral hostage taker. Amoral because he makes no difference between right and wrong, nor does he give a rip. And he's a hostage taker because he has taken 800,000 federal employees and thousands of contractors hostage. And we don't negotiate with amoral hostage takers.
So basically she's calling the president a terrorist. So the president says that he wants to ensure that the border is safe, and she calls him a terrorist. And where's the media saying that her rhetoric is overheated? It's amazing which rhetoric is overheated. The Republicans are meanwhile trying to figure out what to do. So, of course, the president has mentioned the possibility of a national emergency. I've been explaining consistently over the past couple of days why I think that would be a bad idea that would not actually achieve the president's goals. Why, in fact, it would just result in maybe a political win, kind of, for the president, but not in an actual win in terms of a more secure border. Like, Ann Coulter's not going to sign off on it, nor should she, for example. So here is Lindsey Graham. He tweeted out yesterday that he wanted President Trump to declare a national emergency. Then he said the same.
I have never been more depressed about moving forward them right now. I just don't see a pathway forward. Somebody's going to, like, get some energy to fix this. I'm a pretty hawkish guy on powers of the Commander-in-Chief. You tried to do this under the inherent authority of the Commander-in-Chief under Article 2, saying, you know, I'm the Commander-in-Chief. This is a national security event. I'm going to redirect funding for traditional military functions to border security. I would have a problem with that.
So the bottom line is that, you know, when Lindsey Graham says this, I think it's because Lindsey Graham has a close connection with the president. He said Speaker Pelosi's refusal to negotiate on funding for a border wall or barrier, even if the government were to be reopened, virtually ends the congressional path to funding a border wall barrier. It is time for President Trump to use emergency powers to fund the construction of a border wall and barrier. I hope it works. I hope it works is not a good sign. I mean, if your doctor, if you go into your doctor's like, I think that you need a surgery. I think you may have cancer. You need a surgery. I hope it works. I hope it works is not something you want to hear your legislators saying, particularly on your own side. It won't work. And Lindsey Graham knows it won't work. The president is going to use the national emergency thing as sort of a last-ditch pull on the parachute. And in case of emergency, pull that parachute and hopefully glide to a political victory. But it's not actually going to work. What is going to work, if anything is going to work, is the president continuing to force Democrats to defend their own positions. Now, what's awkward about this is that for the Democrats, they don't actually have a solid case against the wall. They don't have a solid case against the border wall barrier. They really don't. I have yet to hear a well-articulated case against the border wall barrier or against additional federal spending on the border wall or giving more money to Border Patrol. The Democrats have not made that case. And that's because the only thing that really unites Democrats is their hatred for President Trump. Just as Republicans during the Obama era were really only united by their hatred for President Obama's agenda, the Democrats are really only united by their hatred for President Trump personally, not even his agenda. How much do the Democrats hate President Trump? This much. So Harry Reid, you remember that sleaze bucket. Harry Reid, former Senate majority and minority leader. He of the Nevada whorehouse where he grew up. Harry Reid claimed that Mitt Romney had not paid his taxes, if you recall, back in 2012. He suggested that Mitt Romney had dodged his taxes, and he said he had special information suggesting that. And then it turns out he lied. And then when asked about it, Harry Reid said, well, it worked, didn't it? Because Mitt Romney didn't win. Now, Harry Reid said that he and Mitt Romney had differences in the past, but he thinks that Romney's great now, and he thinks that he's a moderate voice the Republicans need. Harry Reid insisted he had claimed Romney hadn't paid his fair share of taxes rather than no taxes, and said he was glad he'd raised the issue at the time. But now he says, I think he would be a great foil against Trump. I think Republicans may even allow him to be nominated, to be the Republican nominee. That would be good for the country. It's astonishing that this is how much the Democrats hate Trump. They hate Trump so much that Mitt Romney is now wonderful. By the way, this is not unusual, right? 4 years after Donald Trump is gone, Democrats will look back and they'll say, you remember when there was that Donald Trump guy? And he was so moderate. Remember Donald Trump was real moderate on spending. Remember Donald Trump used to talk about spending trillions of dollars on infrastructure and national health care? Because every Republican, eventually, for Democrats, is sort of gauzed over in the Vaseline of time. Every Republican eventually becomes kind of soft-focused. And you remember when George W. Bush used to work with Democrats? It was a better time, a nicer. It wasn't a better time. It wasn't a nicer time. Democrats were just as awful as they are now. I was there. I remember. Same thing with Mitt Romney. But this is how much they hate President Trump, is now they are relegated to whining about the glory of Mitt Romney. And it's the only thing that really ties together the Democratic Party at this point, which is why in 2020, the Democratic Party is going to come apart again, because there are really too many constituent groups inside the Democratic Party. This is the best hope for President Trump's reelection, is for the Democratic Party to start coming apart at the seams again. Right now, they are competing for the most left-leaning point they can make. According to the Washington Times, a bunch of Democrats are basically now competing to set the top tax bracket. Of course, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who's not running for president but would if she were 35, wanted to set the top tax bracket at 70%. Julian Castro, an Obama administration cabinet official who also wants to run for president, he says that he wants it to be around 90%. Elizabeth Warren says that she wants it to be well above 50%. So the Democrats keep just kind of ratcheting this thing up. Now, they're never going to implement any of this policy, of course. None of them are interested in implementing the policy, but they have to compete for the most left-leaning person who can rip on Donald Trump. That's what 2020 is all about. Coming up, Democrats prep for 2020. The only thing that unifies Democrats at this point is basically hatred for President Trump, which means they are getting more and more radical. And also, it means that they are competing for attention in dumber and dumber ways. Will not believe.
Laura Ingraham, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460. KCNR 1460.
Mark Hummel's Blues Harmonica Blowout brings a roster full of Grammy winners and nominees to the Cascade Theater January 16th. It's a stellar night of Southern Blues Harp Masters featuring Bobby Rush, Kenny Neal, James Harmon, Johnny Sansoni, and Mark Hummel's Golden State Lone Star Blues Review featuring Anson Funderburg. The Blues Harmonica Blowout at the Cascade, January 16th at 7:30. Get your tickets now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
The feel of shopping in a hometown store. What is it that makes it special? A lot of things. It's familiar faces. It's folks remembering your name. It's employees that are not just hired to work in a department. Some have been with Orchard Nutrition over 20 years, and they're willing to share their knowledge with you. These are all things you've always found at Orchard Nutrition Center. And since 1982, Orchard's motto, supporting local, we're all in it together, says it all. When you step into Orchard Nutrition at 221 Locust Street in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, you'll find a wide variety of organic groceries, fresh organic produce, straight from the farm to Orchard Nutrition Center to your table. Their delicious bakery and deli, and a wide selection of vitamins and supplements, with certified nutritionists to answer all your questions. So whether you're looking for nitrate-free deli meats, certified local organic produce, a wide variety of health foods, supplements, herbs, teas, and so much more, you'll find it at Orchard Nutrition Center. Supporting local, we're all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center.
Are you age 60 or above and looking for an opportunity to add more physical activity to your life? Dignity Health Connected Living presents Active Choices, a free 6-month program just for you. Active Choices is simple and straightforward. You will experience the positive, health-enhancing effects of physical activity with the help of an Active Choices health educator, all in the comfort of your own home. For more information, call 530-226-3054.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. The Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
The average adult has issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert. Like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So about 1,000 Democratic candidates are going to run in 2020, and there's some real rifts inside the party. The Democratic Party primary for 2020 is now fuller than a clown car at the circus. Every person and their brother, I don't want to misgender anybody, every person and their sibling of self-decided sex is running for president in the Democratic Party. Kamala Harris is already declaring that she's going to run. Of course she's going to run. The only reason she ran for senator in California is to run. It's the only reason anyone runs for senator in California anymore. Here's Kamala Harris, an awful attorney general in the state of California, an even more awful senator from California, saying she wants to run for president because, as I've been saying for a while, she knows that she has a certain percentage of the Democratic base more likely to vote for her. I'm speaking, of course, of the racially polarized nature of Democratic Party primaries. That's what led to Barack Obama being the nominee in 2008. Kamala Harris wants to bet on running exactly that same gamut, that same gauntlet. Here she is with Stephen Colbert. I will say the guest selection on Colbert is just astonishing. The propaganda effect of having late-night television hosts dedicate all of their time to Democratic guests, it's so one-sided. When's the last time you saw a Republican senator on one of these late-night shows? To be treated with respect, not mocked, like to actually just be treated with respect. The answer is never. And Stephen Colbert has the Positive America Bros on fairly regularly, from what I understand. You know, it'll be a cold day in hell before Stephen Colbert ever would invite somebody from the right, like yours truly, on his program. I imagine the same is true of people like Jimmy Kimmel. Anyway, here's Stephen Colbert with Kamala Harris, who smiles and nods as as Stephen Colbert asks her if she's going to run for president.
Are you going to run for president?
She might. Okay, and she's nodding and smiling. Listen, everybody knows she's going to run for president. Everybody has known she's going to run for president. It does show you the nature of our racially polarized politics that anyone thinks that Kamala Harris is a serious candidate. She has no record in the Senate. She's been in the Senate for 5 minutes. The only reason anyone is taking her seriously is because she is a black woman. That's the only reason. Okay, because Amy Klobuchar has a significantly better record as a senator from Minnesota. She's a much better senator. She's much more likable. She's much more coherent. Nobody's talking Amy Klobuchar. Kirsten Gillibrand has the same record as Kamala Harris. Nobody likes Kirsten Gillibrand. It shows you even at 538. So 538 has a breakdown today of what they call the five groups inside the Democratic Party primaries. And it's groups like millennials and the left and then the party. And then they have two other groups, blacks and Hispanics/Asians. Okay, well, when you're breaking down your party primaries into ethnic groups, that might suggest there's a problem with your ideology. Now, we on the right have accepted conservatives really believe that race should not be a factor in deciding whether something is good or true. And if you believe that race should be a factor in deciding whether something is good or true, you're a racist, right? I mean, this is why we discussed Steve King on the show yesterday. I'm going to get to more Steve King in a little while here. But the Democratic Party has no problem accepting the inherent racism of their own party breakdown. And meanwhile, the guy who's supposed to be leading among the millennial crew is Beto O'Rourke. Beto O'Rourke apparently believes that everything you do in life must be live streamed. So he actually live streamed his trip to the dentist, I kid you not, on Instagram. He live streamed his teeth cleaning, and he's talked to the dental technician about illegal immigration policy. I know that's what I do. I know that when I go for a teeth cleaning, the first thing that I do is I ask my dental technician about the budget. I ask him about the federal budget and prioritization of defense spending versus education spending. Here's Beto O'Rourke doing pretty much exactly that at the dentist's office yesterday.
So I'm here at the dentist, and we're going to continue our series on the people of the border. I'm here with Diana.
Hi, I'm Diana. I was actually born here in El Paso. My mom is from a small town in Mexico, Flores Magón. My dad was a U.S. citizen. I'm sorry.
What do you want people to know about the border?
That it's a beautiful community. We all support each other. We love each other. And it's not what everybody else thinks, sadly, about us. It's actually a wonderful place to live and grow up.
Okay, and then he actually live streamed the part where she cleaned his teeth. It'd be one thing for him to walk in and just do like a little interview. He actually live streamed the part where he cleaned his teeth. So yesterday, by coincidence, like 6 months ago, I had scheduled a dental appointment. So I did take a little video of myself having my teeth cleaned, and then I told Beto O'Rourke that plaque doesn't care about your feelings. In any case, Beto O'Rourke, you know, demonstrating that all that seems to matter inside the Democratic Party at this point is sort of clickability. That's actually exasperating some Democrats inside the party. This is particularly true with regard to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's long article in Politico today about how AOC is already making enemies in the House Democratic Caucus because all she does on Twitter is self-glorify and rip other Democrats. And so Democrats are saying, like, what's the deal, lady? Do you actually want to be part of a governing coalition, or do you just want to be popular? The answer, she just wants to be popular. Because this is the path to political power now. It's not governing. It's not forming coalitions. Instead, it's just tweeting things. Apparently, the Democrats recruited a woman named Nydia Velasquez from New York, and she's a representative. She also knocked off a longtime Democratic incumbent to win her seat. She also has Puerto Rican roots, and she's been trying to convince Ocasio-Cortez to stop ripping on Democrats for the past few months. This has been somewhat unavailing. Other lawmakers are ticked at her. Yvette Clark is a fellow New York Democrat. She says, I think she needs to give herself an opportunity to know her colleagues and to give herself a sense of the chemistry of the body before passing judgment on anyone or anything. Representative Kurt Schrader of Oregon said, she's new here, feeling her way around. She doesn't understand how the place works yet. But that doesn't matter. She's now the most popular congressperson in America among Democrats, maybe outside of Nancy Pelosi, maybe not outside of Nancy Pelosi. Shows you why the social media millennial generation is live streaming teeth cleanings for the 2020 race. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders is taking it on the chin from the intersectional nature of his own party. So there are members of his campaign staff, apparently, who sexually harassed women, and now Bernie Sanders is being forced to answer for it. He says, to the women on my 2016 campaign who were harassed or mistreated, thank you from the bottom of my heart for speaking out. I apologize. We can't just thus talk about ending sexism and discrimination. It must be a reality in our daily lives. This was clearly not the case in 2016. Okay, so Bernie Sanders is being railroaded by a bunch of the folks on the far left who would prefer that you vote for Elizabeth Warren or Beto O'Rourke in the millennial slash far left category of the kind of Bernie bro 2020 Democratic primary. In just a second, I want to get to the Steve King issue because I have some more words about it. I discussed it a little bit yesterday. I want to talk a little bit more about it today. But first, there's nobody on the planet like you, so why would you buy a generic mattress built for somebody else? Helix Sleep has built a sleep quiz. It takes 2 minutes to complete. They use the answers to match your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress. Whether you're a side sleeper or a hot sleeper, whether you like a plush or a firm bed, with Helix, there's no more guessing and no more confusion. Just go to helixsleep.com/Shapiro, take their 2-minute sleep quiz. They will match you to a mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. For couples, Helix can even split the mattress down the middle, providing individual support needs and feel preferences for each side. They have a 10-year warranty. You get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. Right now, Helix is offering up to $125 off all mattress orders. Get up to $125 off at helixsleep.com/Shapiro. My wife and I have a Helix Sleep mattress. We took that 2-minute sleep quiz. The mattress came right in the mail. We opened up the box. It inflated right in front of us. We put it on the bed frame. We were good to go. It is supremely comfortable. I attest to it, and so does my wife. That's helixsleep.com/Shapiro for $125 off your mattress order. Again, helixsleep.com/Shapiro. They have a 10-year warranty, 100 nights risk-free. Check it out right now, helixsleep.com/Shapiro. So while the Democrats slug it out over who's going to take the mantle, and it's really about who takes the anti-Trump mantle, there's one basic truth inside the Democratic Party, and that is no one is too radical for the Democratic Party. The reason I bring this up is because yesterday, Steve King got himself in hot water, the representative from Iowa, got himself in deserved hot water for suggesting that white supremacism and white nationalism were not, in fact, bad terms. Which is disgusting. White nationalism is racist. White supremacism is racist. They have a long and glorious evil history in the United States and elsewhere. And folks like me came out and slammed Steve King. I maxed out on the federal level in giving to his primary opponent in Iowa. I urged others to do the same. He identified Western civilization with white supremacy, which is insane. It's an argument made by the left. The left likes to claim that Western civilization is, in fact, an after effect of white supremacism. That basically Western civilization was built for white folks, and that anyone who's not white can't be a part of Western civilization, which is why you should tear it down. Steve King seems to be making a similar argument, except saying Western civilization should be upheld by barring people who are not of the proper race. That's disgusting, it's evil, and it's wrong. House Republicans came out and immediately slammed King. So House Republicans, Liz Cheney, who's the head of one of the caucuses inside the House Republican caucus, she says these comments are abhorrent and racist. They should have no place in our national discourse. And she's not the only one condemning them. Kevin McCarthy, who's the House Minority Leader, he came out and slammed Steve King as well. He said that his comments were basically reckless and disgusting. He said that the comments have no place in our society. He said everything about white supremacy and white nationalism goes against who we are as a nation. Steve's language is reckless, wrong, and has no place in our society. The Declaration of Independence states that all men are created equal. That is a fact. It is self-evident. Now, I have a few comments that I need to make about the response by folks on the left to the right condemning King. So virtually everybody on the right as a unit came out and condemned Steve King. And the left had two responses. One, what took you so long? Where were you when Steve King was saying stuff that was borderline for years? And two, Steve King believes all the same things you believe, so those are really bad things. So let's take that second claim first. So the second claim is one made by Chris Hayes. So Chris Hayes tweets out, it is entirely a coincidence that the congressman seen here building a model border wall on the House floor in 2006 is today saying he doesn't understand why white supremacists should have negative connotations. And then he tweeted out a video of Steve King from 2006 actually physically building a model border wall on the House floor. Okay, so here's the deal. A lot of people who agree with you on specific policies may in fact have malign motives or be bad people. This is true no matter which side of the aisle you stand on. Just because somebody agrees with me about tax rates does not mean they are a good person in other parts of their lives or that they are not agreeing with me about tax rates for the right reasons. Maybe they're agreeing for the wrong reasons. But the left's immediate jump to Steve King is in favor of white supremacism, and he's also in favor of a border wall. Therefore, if you are in favor of a border wall, it's because you're a borderline white supremacist. It's disgusting. It is a smear by association, and it is logically untenable. The left knows this, but they're not going to stop doing it. And this is the routine that they do every single time with folks on the right. They say, oh, well, you know, you're on the right. You believe X. You know who else believed X? Hitler. It's like, well, yeah, Hitler had a dog. Yeah, Hitler presumably wanted more government spending, so do Democrats. Hitler centralized the economy in Germany, so do Democrats. That doesn't mean they're Hitler, and it doesn't mean they're doing it for the same reason. That kind of logical trick is really repellent. It's quite repellent. So that is point number one Democrats are making that's really dumb. Point number two is the idea, why didn't you catch on to Steve King's routine earlier? And the reason for most Republicans, and I think it is fair to say this for most of the people in the Republican caucus, is most people thought that Steve King was just an idiot. Right? And so they gave him the benefit of the doubt. They thought that Steve King was just a dummy, that he says dumb things a lot, and that when he is trying to articulate defenses of Western civilization, he does so in the dumbest possible way. He may not, that he's not a racist, that if there's a way to read his comments, and two ways to read his comments, one that is kind of giving him the benefit of the doubt and one that's not, will give him the benefit of the doubt. Well, yesterday he said something where you can't give him the benefit of the doubt, and it exposes maybe the malign motives behind everything else that he's been saying for years, right? I mean, that is the case. Now, folks on the left jump down the throats of people on the right. Why? Why would they do that? After the right says, okay, you know what? You guys were right. Steve King's a bad guy, right? Why after that did the left decide to jump down the throats of people on the right? Because the left believes that every individual instance of racism is a proof that all the things are racist. The left are a bunch of people who they have a religious worldview about things like racism. Every ill in American life can be chalked up to white privilege and the evils of Western civilization and white supremacy and racism. And so when there's an actual case of white supremacy and racism, it becomes indicative of the entire civilization, the entire culture, the entire Republican Party. You see this every time there is an actual racist police shooting. If there's an actual racist police shooting, the left immediately declares that police across the nation are the problem. Police across the nation, this is just indicative. This anecdotal case is indicative of a broad, widespread public perspective about racism. And the nice thing for the left is that this is unfalsifiable. Because here's how it works. The left says an instance is racism. I say, well, you know what? I'm really not sure that that's racism. In fact, I think you're interpreting that wrong. Then, 2 years later, there's another incident. And I say, you know what? That's a racist incident. The left says, see? That's a racist incident. That means you were wrong about that first incident. That means you've been wrong all along. Now, in reality, if you try to say that some things are racist and some things are not, and you try to actually divine which things are racist and which are not, you are more likely to be correct than the person who religiously says that things are racist. Anybody who says that everything is racist is making an evidenceless religious argument. But if you religiously believe it, then that means that every piece of evidence in your favor becomes yet another brick in your wall of belief. And all of the counter evidence you just ignore. And that's what's been happening. As I said yesterday on the radio show, I got notes from people basically saying, oh, look at Republicans. Republicans, they never clean house. And Steve King is just an example of the fact that Republicans are constantly having to clean house because their party is rife with bad people. And my response is, no, that's evidence that we do clean house. You folks on the left never clean house. And so the left says, you guys you've had to throw out Roy Moore. You've had to throw out Steve King. Whereas we've never thrown out anybody bad. That means that no one bad is in our caucus. Well, my answer to that is no, there are tons of bad people in your caucus. It's just that you're too lazy, stupid, or wrong to actually throw those people out. Coming up, a lot of Democrats saying, why didn't the Republicans clean house earlier on Steve King? Why didn't they get rid of Steve King earlier? And the answer was because it was ambiguous what he actually thought. Well, now it's not ambiguous anymore. New evidence means new action. For Democrats, however, they have never, ever cleaned house. I'll explain why. That's next. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Spring showers bring more than flowers. They also bring that familiar musty smell to your basement, usually caused by too much moisture, molds, and mildew. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove damp, musty air and harmful pollutants. It's with the Wave Moisture Control Unit. Wave can transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, visit dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Democrats claim that Republicans clean house because their house is so dirty. But Democrats have never cleaned house. Democrats say this is because they don't need to. This is simply untrue. Okay, so here's the evidence. At the same time that Republicans are coming out en masse and condemning Steve King, Al Sharpton is being welcomed into the Hall of Congress by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the hottest young thing in the Democratic Party. I don't mean that, you know, in a female term. I mean she's the hot new thing on the block for Democrats. So Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who hobnobs with actual anti-Semites like Linda Sarsour, she brings Al Sharpton, a man who not once but twice was involved in nearly inciting riots or inciting riots in New York against Jews. That guy is welcome to dance with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in the halls of Congress on the same day that Steve King is being condemned roundly and rightly by the Republican Party. So here's Ocasio-Cortez dancing with a guy who once said about Jews that they should pin back their yarmulkes and come fight him, and who suggested that there were white interlopers in Harlem. Here she is dancing with him.
With the congresswoman, and I promised her when she comes to National Action Network, I saw she could dance, I would teach her some old James Brown.
Stuff. Okay, and then this is... The Democrats never toss anybody up. Never for radicalism. The only time Democrats get tossed is when they become inconvenient, like Al Franken, because he was grabbing everything he could find. It's legitimately the only time that Democrats ever get tossed. Otherwise, they're welcome to stay. Another example, Angela Davis, right? She was the Women's March honoree. So, at Gonzaga University, I have been banned, right? I'm not allowed to speak at Gonzaga University because I don't meet their Jesuit values. You know who's allowed to speak at Gonzaga University? Angela Davis. You know who's welcomed by the Women's March? Angela Davis. Democrats like Angela Davis. They find her inspiring. Who is Angela Davis? Well, if you don't remember Angela Davis because you're not old enough, Angela Davis is an actual honest-to-God Stalinist. David Harsanyi has a good piece over at The Federalist today talking about this. Says, just as Davis wasn't merely a communist sympathizer, but a champion of the most reprehensible Soviet regimes, she's not merely a supporter of boycott, divestment, and sanctions, Jewish boycotts, but a champion of men like Marwan Barghouti, the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade leader who coordinated suicide bombings targeting Jewish civilians. Yet somehow, Davis claimed to be stunned when she was rejected from the Birmingham Civil Rights Institute. They were going to give her an award, and then they rescinded it. But Sally Cohn, right, who's a welcome contributor on CNN, she says that she still stands with Davis because of her fight against the prison industrial complex. NPR described Angela Davis as a human rights activist. She bought the shotgun, Angela Davis, that was used in a 1970 Marin County courtroom kidnapping and shootout that ended up killing a superior court judge and three others. She fled to Cuba. In 1971, the CIA noted that Davis's case had become a Soviet-manipulated international anti-U.S. campaign reminiscent of the orchestrated by communist propaganda efforts made on behalf of atomic spies Ethel and Julius Rosenberg. The CIA estimated that at least 5% of the entire Soviet-Russia propaganda budget had been aimed at propping up Angela Davis personally. Now she's a woke leader among folks on the left. And Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib are not only welcome in the Democratic caucus, they are celebrated. Rashida Tlaib has come out in the last couple of weeks and said openly anti-Semitic things. She said that basically there are a bunch of Congress members with dual loyalties to Israel. She is not only well, she's championed. She's championed. Democrats can complain. Tulsi Gabbard wrote a piece yesterday. We talked about it, complaining about Mazie Hirono going after Catholics. Has Mazie Hirono really felt the brunt from her Democratic Party brethren? Of course not. Has Bernie Sanders, who did the same thing with regard to Catholicism, felt the brunt from his Democratic Party colleagues? No, of course not. He's considered a front runner for president. So before you lecture people on the right who are actively trying to clean house about their inability to clean house, you might want to look at the fact that Democrats have never once cleaned house. Not once. It's disgusting. And for Democrats to sit on their high horse and then criticize when you do try to clean house is just an indicator that in their religious worldview, leftism can never be too radical, but mainstream conservatism is just part and parcel of white supremacism, which is an absolute untoward lie. Okay, time for a little bit of mailbag. So let's go through a couple of questions here. Parker says, hi, Ben. I'm curious how the hamster fighting money ever passed through Congress. I think that even if someone wanted it, Rand Paul would let the public know about it, and that would end it. That, of course, is a reference to a project I discussed yesterday, a funding proposal for a particular grant to a university study. Well, this is the problem with an administrative government. So it used to be that if Congress wanted to fund a study about hamster fighting, then they would actually have to pass a bill saying, I want to fund a study about hamster fighting, and then no one votes for it. But instead, because we have administrative agencies, what we do now is we say, the National Endowment for the Sciences requires $2 billion in funding to give grants for scientific research. Who's going to vote against that? Nobody. That sounds great. I mean, it's scientific research. And then we pass the money along to the NES, and then the NES decides, okay, well, we are going to pass out that money as we see fit in grant proposals. That's how that money ends up there. Adam says, hey, Ben, you've professed to be snobbish when it comes to music and said that the issue with rock, as it came about in the 50s and 60s, was that skill is replaced with energy. I'm a fan of many types of music, classical, jazz, rock, metal, hip-hop, and others. Each has its place. Sometimes passion or energy can be more important than skill in order to convey an emotion. I also think that things like superhero movies have more of an energy than skill, and you seem to enjoy those for the most part. Do you think that your classical training is what has made you snobbish in the area of music and not in others? Thank you for all you do. Can't wait to read the new book. Well,
hi, I'm Kevin, owner of Pages Copy Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading. No matter what the job is, when it comes to print, scanning, and mailing, we do it all for you. We specialize in color copies, binding documents, making booklets, and bulk mailing. Whether it's faxing, laminating, taking passport photos, or scanning your files, we tailor to your business's needs. No job is too big or small. We do it all.
Pages Copy Center, locally owned for 30 years for all your business copy, print, and mailing services. Give Pages a call at 246-9178. Visit them at 1645 Pine Street.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your security tip of the day. If it doesn't look right, it probably isn't. Many people hang around to investigate what may be a crime only to become a victim themselves because they confront a violent criminal. Leave the area and call your local law enforcement agency immediately. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. A day after threatening to declare a national emergency to get money that he wants for a border wall, President Trump says he is in no hurry.
The president says he could do it quickly.
It's the easy way out.
But says he's not going to do it so fast. Instead, he wants Congress to approve money for the wall and end the shutdown.
We're waiting for the Democrats to vote. They should come back and vote. They want to go home. They're probably home by now.
Democrats, though, have refused to budge on wall funding. This is now tied for the longest ever government shutdown, and it's also federal payday. An estimated 800,000 workers did not get a check. Those furloughed or working without pay since the shutdown began got pay stubs listing $0. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Authorities say a Wisconsin teen who was abducted during an October home invasion in which her parents were killed has been reunited with an aunt and will see the rest of her relatives within hours. Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald said at a news conference that Jamie Kloss was taken back to her hometown of Barron on Friday. He says that she has already met with an aunt and will be reunited with other relatives on Friday night. A double-deck city bus smashed into a transit shelter during Friday's rush hour in Ottawa. Authorities said three people were killed, 23 people injured.
During the afternoon commute at around 3:50 p.m., bus number 269, traveling to Bridalwood, collided with a section of the shelter at Westboro Station. Our report indicates that 23 people were injured in the collision, some very seriously.
That's Ottawa Mayor Jim Watson, and that audio courtesy of CTV. The U.S. military says it has started pulling equipment but not troops out of Syria as a first step in meeting President Trump's demand for a complete military withdrawal. The announcement on Friday fueled concern about how quickly the U.S. will abandon its Kurdish allies. More on these stories at townhall.com.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to go, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-390-3617. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in bathroom trips, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-390-3617. 1-800-390-3617. 1-800-390-3617.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says that the next round of trade negotiations with China will likely occur later this month in Washington.
Mnuchin told reporters that China's vice premier will return for talks in Washington later this month, tentatively the last 2 days. Unresolved issues in the trade talks include,
especially the reduction of Chinese subsidies to domestic firms, and then this whole issue of protection of intellectual property.
That's financial analyst Hillary Kramer, who edits the newsletter Game Changers in cooperation with Salem Media. The administration has suspended upwards of $200 billion worth of tariffs on Chinese goods until March 1st to give these negotiations time. George Manzani reporting.
Democratic Representative Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii is announcing that she's running for president in 2020. The 37-year-old Gabbard said in a CNN interview slated to air Saturday night that she will be formally announcing her candidacy within the week. News and analysis at townhall.com. So far, this flu season appears to be a mild one.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the flu was widespread in 30 states last week, up from 24 the week before. It's still early, but most illnesses right now are being caused by a flu strain that leads to fewer hospitalizations and deaths compared to the kind of flu that dominated a year ago, when an estimated 80,000 Americans died of flu and its complications, the highest death toll in at least four decades. The CDC's Dr. Alicia Fry says if the current strain of flu continues to be the predominant virus, this could be a mild or even typical season. I'm Ed Donahue.
U.S. stock indexes nestled a hair lower on Friday after the falling price of oil weighed on energy companies, but the S&P 500 nevertheless closed out its third straight winning week following a brutal stretch in December. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So President Trump right now having a meeting in the Oval Office with a bunch of Democrats about the government shutdown again. He's meeting with members of the media as well. In the past few minutes, he has explained that he is not in favor of using his national emergency power. But if Democrats refuse to make a deal, he's not going to be left with any other choice. He will attempt to use his national emergency power and then declare that the military can shift Department of Defense funding in order to build the wall. The president is also, I will say, in a highly entertaining mood today. So, for example, he was asked about Democrats, and he said that the Democrats should just fund it. He said, this is a direct quote, they can name it Peaches if they want it. So he's suggesting the Democrats name the wall Peaches, which is just spectacular. Other names include Stormy and Misty. So they can name the wall however they want it to be named. Also, President Trump says that Jim Acosta, he actually thanked Jim Acosta today. The reason he thanked Jim Acosta is because Jim Acosta made a fool of himself. So you may recall that just yesterday, Jim Acosta went down to the border and took a video of himself standing alongside some border fencing. It didn't go well for Jim Acosta because Jim Acosta is a doof. So Jim Acosta of CNN, a big bag of doof, he stood next to a border fence and then declared there was no national emergency, which is sort of Trump's point, which is that if you build more border fencing, there will not, in fact, be a national emergency with regard to the wall. Here's Jim Acosta making a fool of himself.
And here are some of the steel slats that the president's been talking about right here. As you can see, yes, you can see through these slats to the other side of the U.S.-Mexico border. But as we're walking along here, we're not seeing any kind of imminent danger. There are no migrants trying to rush toward this fence here in the McAllen, Texas area. As a matter of fact, there are some other businesses behind me along this highway. There's a gas station, Burger King, and so on. But no sign of the national emergency that the president has been talking about. As a matter of fact, it's pretty tranquil down here.
Maybe because of the fence directly next to you, Jim Acosta. So President Trump, I think, understands that the American people are really only unified by two things at this point. One, Republican judicial nominees, and two, dunking on Jim Acosta. President Trump just going right over the top of Jim Acosta like LeBron James over the center for the Milwaukee Bucks, just boom, right over the top of him. So Jim Acosta puts out this asinine video. And President Trump tweets back at him, "Dear Diary." Okay, to understand that joke, you have to understand this has been a meme for a long time about Jim Acosta. The meme being that every time Jim Acosta says something dumb, all you have to do is suggest that what he really meant to do is write it to his diary because he's so self-absorbed. Trump tweeted back at him, "Dear Diary." And then today, Acosta went to the Oval Office to report on Trump. And Trump said, this is a direct quote, "Good job yesterday. I appreciate it." Which is just, it's the best. That's what you elected him for, right? You elected him to dunk on Jim Acosta. Like, we get, The country, I think, can unify around the proposition that Jim Acosta is an idiot. I think we can all be on the same side of this one. Frankly, there are a bunch of people in Jim Acosta's own media organization inside CNN who think Jim Acosta is a complete idiot. So, well done, President Trump, on that. As far as President Trump declaring a national emergency, now that remains up in the air at this point, obviously. He says he doesn't want to do it, but it seems like, by all indicators, he's getting closer and closer to doing it. Although the Wall Street Journal is saying today that maybe not. Maybe the president just is willing to go all the way with the shutdown, which has been my preferred strategy. My feeling here has been that if President Trump were to declare a national emergency, it would immediately be struck down by a court. The wall wouldn't get built. Trump would fulminate over the judiciary. Republicans might make excuses for him, but no wall gets built. If you actually want the wall built, there's only one way to do it, and that is to get it funded by Congress. According to the Wall Street Journal, the partial government shutdown, now 3 weeks long, would become the longest in history. As of tomorrow, it may extend for weeks to come. President Trump's aides have started preparations for the State of the Union speech, discussing how to use the January 29th address if the shutdown remains in place more, White House officials said. Frankly, it might be the only thing that can make that awful monarchical institution, the State of the Union address, mildly interesting, is President Trump standing up there, pointing at Democrats and saying, you're the reason that all of your employees aren't here right now. Meanwhile, the White House Office of Management and Budget is preparing for the shutdown to continue through the end of February. According to White House officials who have been briefed on the plans, Mr. Trump canceled on Thursday his trip later this month to the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, citing the border security and shutdown negotiations. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders says, we are continuing to look at all options on the table. We would like to get the government open immediately. And a lot of aides are actually pretty eager to have President Trump use the State of the Union address to browbeat Democrats, as well they should be. Because, again, Democrats still don't have a good argument as to why they oppose President Trump's border plans. All this really is a puerile tantrum on the part of Democrats who don't want Trump to get any win heading into 2020. Byron York points out at the Washington Examiner, the supreme weirdness of this partial shutdown is that Trump's proposal is to replace aging fence, enforcement, agents, beds, medical, high-tech drug detection, a package that, absent Trump, a majority would clearly support. In the past, for example, in 2013, the shutdown happened because the two sides deeply disagreed on policy to funding Obamacare. Now the policy at issue could well be bipartisan in a non-Trump context, yet still a shutdown, which is exactly right. This is Democrats who have decided they don't want to give President Trump what he wants, because if they give President Trump what he wants, then he might be reelected. It would heighten his election chances. Now, one of the reasons that Democrats are invested in stopping Trump so much is because they are very optimistic about 2020. The Cook Political Report has a breakdown of how they think the election is going to go. They separate the various states, the various electoral college ratings for the various states, into seven different categories: solid Democratic, likely Democratic, lean Democratic, toss-up, and then lean Republican, likely Republican, solid Republican. When you calculate it all out, according to Cook Political Report, the states that are lean Democratic to solidly Democratic amount to 232 electoral votes. The states that are lean Republican or solid Republican amount to 220 electoral votes. You need to get to 270 in order to win. That means that there are approximately five states, according to Cook Political, that this entire election is going to come down to. Right, five: Arizona, Florida, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. Now, according to Cook Political, it looks like those toss-up states seem to be leaning Democrat. Here's what Cook Political Report says. Anchoring the toss-up column are the three former blue wall states that Trump narrowly carried in 2016, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Florida, the perennial 50-50 state, is also housed here, making its first appearance in toss-up, at least this early in the cycle, is Arizona, a state that has been slowly drifting away from its GOP moorings in the Trump era. Now, what's fascinating about this is that all Democrats really have to do to win the election, obviously, is just win Pennsylvania, right? They need to get to 270, so that means that there are 38 outstanding electoral votes that they need to pick up somewhere. All they have to do is win Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin. If they win that combination, then they win the election. If they win Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Arizona, they win the election. If they win Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, they win the election. If they win Florida and any of the other states, they win the election. So Trump's firewall is clearly in Florida come 2020. It's not a terrible place for the firewall to be, considering that Republicans narrowly held, even in 2018, a heavy Democrat year, they still held the governorship as well as taking a Senate seat in the state of Florida. So if you put that into the lean Republican category, which may be true, maybe not, if you put that into the lean Republican category, then Democrats have to come up with a couple of other states. They have to win at least three other states in order to take the election. The problem for Trump is Those states went really poorly for him and the Republican Party in 2018. And as Cook Political Report points out, Trump's success in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin was built less on overperforming Mitt Romney in 2012 than it was on Hillary Clinton drastically underperforming Barack Obama in 2016. Cook Political also points out a worrying sign for Trump is the fact that Trump only narrowly won those states at a time when Clinton won the national popular vote by 2.1% nationally. To win in 2020, Democrats probably need to win the popular vote by at least 3 points. But with the national popular vote for the House going at last count 8.6 points toward the Democrats as of 2018, that's not a great sign for Republicans either. Now, important to note that in 2010, Republicans cleaned up in the House and then Barack Obama won re-election. So you can't use midterm election results as an arrow forward toward what presidential results are going to do. But President Trump's job approval rating is pretty low in those three states. I mean, Trump is up vis-a-vis Romney in some of those states, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, but it's unclear that he's going to be able to hold those three states. All of which means his best bet right now is to sit tight and demonstrate that Democrats are incredibly radical. The good news for him is that Democrats are happy to go along with that. They're happy to be as radical as they need to be in order to win. That's Trump's best shot at re-election here, is he gets a piece of the wall and Democrats are proved to be radical. And that's why it's actually in President Trump's interest to continue the government shutdown. Everybody who perceives Trump as radical already perceives him as radical. There's no world here where Trump caves on the government shutdown and then everybody goes, oh, I guess he's a moderate. I guess we'll vote for him now. He doesn't earn one additional vote, not one, across the country by caving on the government shutdown. Not one. The Democrats, however, do have something to lose here. Remember, Democrats are playing with the lead a little bit. I want to talk about this a little bit more in just a second. First, let's talk about how we make your business more efficient this year. So, it is a new year. You've got some resolutions. Well, an easy way to make your business more efficient this year, in the new year, is to use LegalZoom. LegalZoom is here to help with their network of independent attorneys licensed in all 50 states. LegalZoom can help you navigate your legal needs, from wills and trusts to LLCs, trademarks, contract reviews, and more. LegalZoom has helped more than 4 million people like you take care of their responsibilities. The best part is LegalZoom is not a law firm, so you won't get charged by the hour. I love LegalZoom. I've been using LegalZoom personally for years, long before they were an advertiser on the program. And I'm telling you, they've expanded their services radically. It's not just wills and trusts anymore. Now you got an entire team of lawyers at your beck and call. Make this the year you finally do the right thing for your business. Go to LegalZoom.com right now. For special savings, be sure to enter promo code Ben in the referral box at checkout. That, again, is promo code Ben for special savings only at LegalZoom.com. That is LegalZoom, where life meets legal. LegalZoom.com. And when you use that promo code Ben at checkout, then you get special savings once more. LegalZoom.com. And use that promo code Ben at checkout and get those special savings. Okay, so Democrats are basically hoping that President Trump caves. If President Trump caves, then they will say that he has broken his promise. It'll be a lot like 1992. Trump promised a wall never arrived. Right? I mean, just making fun of Trump and then suggesting that he couldn't get it done. Trump's best hope here is to continue to force Democrats' feet to the fire. Fortunately for President Trump, the Democrats are insanely radical. So Mazie Hirono is a senator from Hawaii. She's out there calling the president a terrorist for wanting stronger border security.
He is an amoral hostage taker, amoral because he makes no difference between right and wrong, nor does he give a rip. And he's a hostage taker because he has taken 800,000 federal employees and thousands of contractors hostage. And we don't negotiate with amoral hostage takers.
The radicals are going to take over the party in the Democratic Party. And honestly, it's amazing. All Democrats had to do to win in 2020 was not be insane. That's all they had to do, was not be crazy. And instead, they are competing with each other to decide who can call for the highest tax rate and who can call for the destruction of ICE. This is their pitch. The reason that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is capturing hearts and minds inside the Democratic Party is because they have swung so wildly to the left that she is now considered a beacon of light in that party. It's totally crazy. I'll explain in a second. She got in a fight with Joe Lieberman today, the knockdown, drag-out Twitter fight. We'll get to that in just 1 second. First, let me remind you that if you are lagging in energy at this point in the day, you need a cup of coffee. What kind of coffee should you drink? Well, not that watered-down garbage you're going to get from the coffee shop down the street that allows people to use the restroom without actually having purchased a product. You need Black Rifle Coffee. Black Rifle Coffee is not only excellent coffee, the folks who run it are not politically correct wusses. Black Rifle Coffee is roast-to-order, guaranteeing you fresh, delicious coffee with every single order. Black Rifle Coffee gives a portion of their sales to veterans and first responder causes. Black Rifle's Coffee Club makes things super easy. Just pick your blend and the amount you want. Black Rifle ships your coffee right to your door every single month, hassle-free. Nothing cures a bad attitude quite like starting your day with the most American coffee ever, Black Rifle Coffee. I promise you, the coffee tastes great, and again, the shipping makes it really easy. Visit blackriflecoffee.com/Ben. Receive 15% off your order. That is blackriflecoffee.com/Ben for 15% off. Once more, blackriflecoffee.com/Ben. Go check them out. The folks who run it are really wonderful. I've had a chance to hang out with them, meet them a little bit. They're terrific, and the coffee's even better. blackriflecoffee.com/Ben and get 15% off your order. Okay, so Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez gets in a fight with former Democratic vice presidential candidate Joe Lieberman. And it goes really poorly for Joe Lieberman. What does this say about the Democratic Party? Plus, Ted Cruz, Senator Ted Cruz, will be stopping by in just a few minutes. We'll talk with him about the border wall and much, much more. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
If you have hard water, the Limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Welcome back. This is The Ben Shapiro Show. So the new Democratic Party is extraordinarily radical. That is Trump's best hope for re-election. That is why everybody in the Democratic Party is going nuts over Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I mean, first, let me just say this. You know, there's been a lot of talk about the millennials supporting Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez because she knows how to use social media. Good for her. I would just note that the same generation that has provided us Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez also provided us a teenage driver in Layton, Utah, who crashed her car while wearing a blindfold, a stunt inspired by the Netflix movie Bird Box. The Layton Police Department tweeted on Friday that this girl got into a crash because she was involved in the Bird Box challenge while driving with the predictable results. This happened on Monday as a result of the driver covering her eyes while driving on Layton Parkway. Luckily, no injuries. The blindfolded driver was a 17-year-old girl. There was another 16-year-old girl in the car at the time of the crash. The department tweeted photos of two cars involved in the crash. One was a pickup truck with the front bumper bent. The other was a smaller vehicle with the entire driver's side crushed. Earlier this month, Netflix warned its viewers not to replicate the movie in which a mother and her children wear blindfolds to escape a sinister force that turns anyone who sees it suicidal. So people have been doing the Bird Box Challenge, in which they blindfold themselves, and then I guess this person decided to try to drive while doing that. This is an eventual AOC supporter. Just going to put that out there. This is the millennial generation that's going to make America stupid again. That's very exciting stuff. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, in the last 12 hours, went to war with Joe Lieberman. You remember Joe Lieberman, the former Connecticut senator who was a Democratic VP nominee in 2000. He's now 76. And he is upset with the fact that she is proposing all these radical changes to the American economy. In an interview with Fox Business, he said, "I certainly hope she's not the future, and I don't believe she is." So Ocasio-Cortez then retweeted that sentiment with this rejoinder, "New party, who dis?" And that is a takeoff on another one of these social media memes. The social media meme is that if you want to get in touch with somebody and they don't want to be in touch with you, they pretend their phone has been stolen and they write back, "New phone, who dis?" As though somebody, just received your text randomly. So she's saying it's a new party, who dis? Like, why should we care about Joe Lieberman, a man who put in several decades of service as a Democratic senator? We must inherently value the opinion of a 5-minute congressperson from a heavy blue district in New York who has zero national appeal outside the radical base of the Democratic Party. So go for it. Go for it. I mean, if this is what the Democratic Party wants to do, it's all them. And it appears that this is, in fact, what the Democratic Party wants to do. They are now competing to see who can promote the highest tax rate. She says she wants 70% on people who make above $10 million, a proposal that is as foolish as it is newsworthy. Well, she's, again, an indicator of just where this party is moving. Listen, Bill de Blasio, who is not nearly as good with social media, is also proposing radical stuff, and he is beloved of the radical left. According to Joe Setyan over at Reason.com, fresh off proposing yesterday that private employers be required to provide their workers with 10 days of paid vacation, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio set his sights on a new target, property owners. During his State of the City address delivered on Thursday, de Blasio warned that the city will take action against landlord abuse, even if that means seizing private property. He said, quote, "When a landlord tries to push out a tenant by making their home unlivable, a team of inspectors and law enforcement agents will be on the ground in time to stop it. If fines and penalties don't do the trick, then we will seize their buildings and we will put them in the hands of a community nonprofit that will treat tenants with the respect they deserve." And that's called communism. Coming in and just fully seizing private property and turning it over to a community nonprofit so that the rents can be lowered. That is full-scale government nationalization of real estate. You want to know why the rent is too damn high in New York City? It's because they already have too much rent control and government regulation. In fact, it was rent control in New York City that led landlords to start burning down their own apartments in the 1970s. Very famously in the 1970s, during, I think it was the 77 World Series, there was a long shot of Yankee Stadium, and when the helicopter pulled out, you could see a bunch of buildings on fire, leading the announcer to say the Bronx is burning. The Bronx was burning because of rent control. The Bronx was burning because landlords decided they could make more money off the insurance cash torching their own places than they could by simply charging rent because the rent was too damn low. Well, now New York City, which has been living under decades of this sort of governance, is seeking to take the buildings away from, like, do you think anyone is ever going to build a building in the city of New York again if you do this? If you start just seizing buildings and handing them over to community nonprofits, do you think that anyone in, no developer ever is going to come into New York again? One of the things that you see in California and New York, in thriving metropolitan democratic areas, is this assumption that if the area is thriving, it can never be cleaned out. People will never leave. That basically they're able to hold the population hostage. That's true for a certain amount of time. But once the policy gets bad enough, then you end up with Detroit. In Detroit, the democratic governance system there basically decided to confiscate as much wealth from private hands as possible. People started to leave. There was a shrinking tax base, so they decided to raise the taxes on that shrinking tax base. More people left. They raised more rent control regulations to try and prevent people from having to pay too much to rent. People stopped actually developing new buildings. They just abandoned their own buildings, and that's how Detroit became Detroit. Well, New York City could easily become that too. It'll take a little more time because it's more populous. But if you want to turn a thriving city, a thriving metropolis, into a trash heap, if you want to turn this into Gotham City, like Batman-style Gotham City, isn't that too hard to do that? I mean, Bill de Blasio can do it. But this is precisely the sort of governance that makes Democrats happy, is the sort of governance that sounds good on paper, but actually amounts to horrible consequences for the people who actually live in these areas. In just a second, Governor Greg Abbott of the great state of Texas is going to stop by. I'm going to get his opinion on the border wall, how President Trump is handling the government shutdown. I want to ask him some questions, too, about how Republicans can appeal to a broader base of Hispanic voters, because Hispanic voters in Texas vote very differently from Hispanic voters in the state of California. Governor Greg Abbott doing a great job in his state. We'll talk about why he's such a good governor, but my governor in California stinks.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Imagine floating on a cloud, relaxing so deeply, your body aches dissipate, your stress levels decrease, and you feel a renewed sense of vitality. It's not a daydream, it's reality, and it's right here in Reading at Treasure of the Ancient Dragons. They have the only float therapy pod in Reading.
Experience the benefits of float therapy in Reading's only float therapy pod inside Treasure of the Ancient Dragons.
Treasure of the Ancient Dragons, behind Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, call 605-0770.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call me up when you move.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Laura Ingram, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Well, all eyes are on the great state of Texas. President Trump just visited the state of Texas. Obviously, a lot of focus being put by the media on Texas, on America's problems at the border. We thought, who better to get on the show than Governor Greg Abbott, the governor of the state of Texas, just one of the best governors in the nation. Governor Abbott, thanks so much for joining the Ben Shapiro Show.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So let me just start by asking, is there, in fact, a crisis at the border? Because the media have said there is not. The president has said there is. Do we actually have a crisis on our border, and do you see it in the state of Texas?
In Texas, we have hundreds of thousands of people coming across the border illegally every year. In Texas, we have children and women who come across the border, many of whom along the trek were raped, sexually assaulted, harmed, beaten, sometimes killed. I call that a crisis. We have all kinds of challenges in controlling our border, and we have seen that barriers work. Remember that caravan that came from Central America and went over to Tijuana? They were unable to get into California because of that fence barrier that was there. Barriers do work in Texas. As we talk today, there are walls and other barriers in Texas that have proven as a good funneling device for the traffickers who are coming across the border. And I mentioned traffickers. Understand this. We have drug traffickers who are contributing to our opioid crisis in Texas and in the United States. We have traffickers who are contributing to our human trafficking crisis in Texas and the United States. And so there is a crisis that must be addressed if we are going to both solve the crisis of the border and gain control of our sovereignty.
Governor Abbott, I don't know how much you've been watching the social media antics of Congressperson Beto O'Rourke, a recent senatorial loser to Senator Ted Cruz. He was going around to El Paso in the last 48 hours interviewing folks who basically said they feel super safe in El Paso. El Paso presumably does not have a border barrier or wall, according to Beto O'Rourke. What do you make of, number one, his social media antics, but number two, of the argument that Texas is safe, Texas has been doing a good job with its own borders, the federal government doesn't need to intervene anymore there?
Well, first, there are barriers around the El Paso area. Second, the fact of the matter is we have a rising number of gangs in Texas. Those gangs are either from coming across the border or work with gangs and cartels on the other side of the border. And we've had people in the state of Texas killed by people who are in the state illegally. And he needs to answer to these angel families here in the state of Texas who've lost loved ones at the hands of people who are here illegally.
Now, Governor Abbott, how do you think this thing gets solved? Because President Trump obviously is saying that he is willing to not sign any sort of budgetary requirements in order to get the funding for the wall. Democrats seem similarly intransigent. They say that they're not going to sign anything that allows him the funding for the wall. What do you think of his idea to declare a national emergency? I'll tell you, spoiler alert, I've been very much opposed to him declaring a national emergency because, number one, I don't think it'll work legally, and number two, I think it'll be struck down by a court and the wall won't get built. Where do you stand on the idea of the federal government declaring a national emergency, which presumably would involve actual taking of some private territory along the border?
Well, listen, even if it were not a national emergency, it does require a taking a private property. Let's go back to the Fence Act back when George W. Bush was president. That required the taking of private property and some public property. So it still involves the taking clause of the United States Constitution. But separate from that, and as you might imagine, I'm more steeped in Texas law as opposed to U.S. law and statute. But I'm looking at one right now, 10 U.S.C. Section 284, which I'm not looking at the statute, but I have a summary. It says it's an act that provides for the Department of Defense to support counter-drug activities. And it says the act allows the Pentagon to appropriate support for the building of roads and fences or the installation of lighting to block drug smuggling corridors across international boundaries of the United States. Looking at that summary, it seems clear on its face that 10 U.S.C. Section 284 would provide one layer of authority for the president to declare an emergency. Now, that said, again, I'm sure some more research would surface some additional statutory authority. But listen, I'm in the same position perhaps as you are, and that is the better pathway is not through the use of emergency actions. The better pathway is through the true constitutional framework. Regulating immigration is one of the few duties specifically assigned to Congress in the United States Constitution. This is a congressional responsibility. This is congressional failure for them to act. The United States of America has been burdened by this problem for decades now, but it's growing worse because Congress refuses to act. Voters must hold these members of Congress accountable. I will tell you something, because I've changed position on a particular issue. I used to be against term limits because I feared that it would put bureaucrats in control. But I am now in favor of term limits because it may take something like term limits to finally get people with the fortitude in Congress to finally vote to fix a broken immigration system.
We're speaking to Governor Greg Abbott of the great state of Texas. Governor Abbott, now, I'm from California. In California, our approach to illegal immigration has basically been to roll out the red carpet to as many illegal immigrants as possible, providing as many services as possible. The new governor over here, Gavin Newsom, has declared that he wants to expand state Medicaid in order to pay for the health services of illegal immigrants up to the age of 26. How has the state of Texas handled the illegal immigration problem that has affected your state?
Well, it's been a challenge because, first, the way that we've handled the illegal immigration problem in general is through typical Texas law enforcement fashion. Texas is either the only state that's done this, or we certainly lead the state in coming up with defenses to illegal immigration, defenses to an insecure border. Each of the sessions that I've been governor, we have appropriated close to $1 billion to help secure the border. What we have done is we provided resources for the Texas Department of Public Safety to add personnel on the border, other resources to assist local law enforcement, other resources to attack gang activity that's a byproduct of the broken border. So Texans are footing part of the bill to respond to Congress's failure to step up and provide the funding. You know, we have provided, just under my two terms or two sessions as governor, well over $1 billion, close to $2 billion, to add things like boats and planes and other detection cameras and devices to make sure that we are better able to secure our border. So it's been a challenge and burden on our taxpayers that should be pocketed or paid for by Congress. They're the ones with the responsibility to take care of this, and they are failing in their job.
You know, Governor Abbott, there are a lot of people who are kind of, quote, more moderate on illegal immigration inside the Republican Party who have suggested that President Trump's hardcore position on illegal immigration, reflected by a lot of the right in the Republican Party, that's alienating to Hispanic voters. And what we've seen sort of nationally in terms of politics with the Hispanic vote is that in California, Hispanic voters have moved heavily to Democrats, probably 80-20 to the Democrats, 70-30 to the Democrats. In the state of Texas, that's not been the case. What do you think the difference is in terms of the Republican Party's outreach to Hispanic voters in the state of Texas as opposed to in the state of California?
Well, there's been several things, and to let your listeners understand, when I first ran for governor 4 years ago, I got 44% of the Hispanic vote in Texas. When I ran this time against a Latina, I got 42% of the Hispanic vote. And the reason why I get more than 40% of the Hispanic vote in the state of Texas is because of several strategies. One is that we support legal immigration, not illegal immigration, and we draw that distinction. Sometimes when people talk about immigration, it's as if they talk only about illegal immigration, and sometimes they talk in ways that seem to sweep up those who are here legally into the same group of those who are here illegally. But along those same lines, the strategy is to just talk nicely to those who are in different groups. As an example, it doesn't matter what demographic group you're in. If you are talked to in a hostile fashion, you are unlikely to vote for that person. And so it requires outreach, talking to all demographic groups. And I will tell you this, when speaking to Hispanic groups here in the state of Texas, I asked them, what are your needs? What can I do for you as governor? And the answer is never, well, you can promote illegal immigration. The answer is, we need better schools. We need better roads. We need better jobs. And so the answer by Hispanics in Texas is the answer is for what you would get from every other demographic group. And so Hispanics don't need to be treated as some monolithic group that's all pro-illegal immigration. Hispanics need to be treated as individuals, as people who have a vision, a dream that they want to achieve in the United States that's similar to everybody else's vision and dream. And we just need to provide them jobs, provide them education, take care of the families, keep their neighborhoods safe, and they will be happy with that.
Well, Governor Greg Abbott of Texas, thank you so much for joining the show. I really appreciate it and shedding some light on the border situation. Keep doing what you're doing. Obviously, Texas, one of the best-run states in the union, thanks to your leadership. So I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Take care.
Well, in just a little while, I want to talk about new polling showing who's to blame for the shutdown, according to the American people. First, I need to talk to you about how you shave. Right? You get up in the morning, you got to shave. What products do you use? Well, I love Dollar Shave Club. They have everything I need to look, feel, and smell my best. What I love even more is the fact I never have to go to a store. That's because, number one, Dollar Shave Club delivers everything I need directly to my door. And two, they keep me fully stocked on what I use so I don't run out. Here's how it works. Dollar Shave Club has everything you need to get ready, no matter what you're getting ready for. They've got you covered head to toe for your hair, your skin, your face, you name it. They've got it. They have a new program where they automatically keep you stocked up on the products you use. You determine what you want when you want it. It shows up right at your door from once a month to once every 6 months. I particularly like their Amber Lavender Body Cleanser. Ooh, it is just delightful. It smells wonderful. Plus, with their handsome discount, the more you buy, the more you save. Right now, they've got a bunch of starter sets you can try for just $5, like their Oral Care Kit. After that, the restock box ships regular size products at regular price. That Oral Care Kit, by the way, has some pretty fantastic toothpaste. You should go check it out. Get your starter set right now for just $5 at dollarshaveclub.com/Ben. That's dollarshaveclub.com/Ben. Go check it out right now. dollarshaveclub.com/Ben. Get that starter set for just $5 and then keep the restock box coming at regular price. dollarshaveclub.com/Ben. Go check it out. Use /Ben to get that discount. Okay. New polling out from Reuters. This is breaking in the last few minutes. A growing proportion of Americans blame President Trump for a partial government shutdown that will cut off paychecks to federal workers this week, though Republicans mostly support his refusal to approve a budget without taxpayer dollars for the U.S.-Mexico border wall, according to a Reuters Ipsos poll released on Tuesday. The national opinion poll ran from January 1 to January 7. Now, that is before the President of the United States gave his national address. It's before he went down to the border. It's while the media were basically proclaiming as loud as humanly possible that all of this was Trump's fault. They say that 51% of adults say Trump deserves most of the blame for the shutdown, which is up 4 percentage points from December 21st to December 25th. 32% blame congressional Democrats for the shutdown. 7% blame congressional Republicans, according to the poll. Obviously, those numbers are not what President Trump is looking for, but that's why he needs to press harder. Apparently, only 35% of adults in the United States support a congressional spending bill that includes funding for the wall. 25% support Trump's decision to keep the government closed until Congress approves funding for the wall. Public support for a border wall has shifted considerably over the past few years. The poll found that 41% of the public supports building additional border fencing. That is actually down 12 points from a similar poll that ran in the first week of 2015, because Democrats have decided they no longer agree with basic common sense because President Trump is involved with that basic common sense. Well, that's why it would be great if the media would ask Democrats to defend their own view of the common sense. It's why President Trump, look, he doesn't have much of a choice here. He has to double down on his own propositions. This is not one where he can compromise. It is the basis of his election. It is the basis of his point of view with regard to preserving the legality of the United States. He doesn't have a lot of moves left here, and that means that he's going to have to make the case to the American public again and again and again. Just declaring a national emergency ain't going to cut it. We'll get to more on this, and in a little while, I want to discuss a crazy study that came out from the American Psychological Association earlier this week. Got some background on that. But first, let me tell you something about DailyWire.com. So, you hear the show? But maybe you missed an hour of the show. Maybe you want all 3 hours of the show. You actually want to be able to see the show. Well, for all that, you have to go over to DailyWire.com. You click on the subscribe button at the top of the page. DailyWire premium subscribers are the only people who can watch all 3 hours every day, no commercials. That is correct, zero commercials. DailyWire subscriptions include not only 3 hours of this show commercial-free. You can ask me questions in the mailbag. We're going to start taking questions during the breaks next week, by the way. You can watch live and recorded episodes of The Andrew Klavan Show, The Michael Knowles Show, The Matt Walsh Show, and a lot more. Plus, as part of limited time offers, when you get the annual subscription, which is cheaper than the monthly, then you get our Leftist Years Hot or Cold Tumblr. It is magnificent. Plus, it makes all of your liberal friends feel icky inside, which is just an additional benefit. Go to DailyWire.com. Click on the subscribe button at the top of the page. It's the only way to get all 3 hours of The Ben Shapiro Show on demand, commercial-free. No other way to do it. Go to DailyWire.com. Click on the subscribe button at the top of the page and go do it now over at DailyWire.com. Okay, so coming up, I've talked a little bit earlier this week about the scientific community coming to consensus about non-scientific ideas. Well, the latest example is the American Psychological Association. They had a report on masculinity in which they suggested that traditional masculinity was psychologically damaging to people. Now we have some more information about how they came to this bizarre and idiotic conclusion. I'll explain it. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now.
800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Spring showers bring more than flowers. They also bring that familiar musty smell to your basement, usually caused by too much moisture, molds, and mildew. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove damp, musty air and harmful pollutants. It's with the Wave Moisture Control Unit. Wave can transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, visit dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
Welcome back. This is The Ben Shapiro Show on a nice piece of breaking news. This is good news today. CBS 4 in Miami has now learned that Governor Ron DeSantis, good guy, he has signed an executive order removing embattled Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel from office on Friday afternoon. He did it while in the car heading to the BSO's main parking lot. He was at the Broward Sheriff's Office headquarters on Friday afternoon. He delivered a short statement saying he had suspended the sheriff's. DeSantis was joined by parents of victims from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. That, of course, is the site of the massacre that was perpetrated there by a 19-year-old former student at the school who had not been arrested by the Broward County Sheriff's Office despite routine, repeated calls, despite the fact that the Broward County Sheriff's Office had done a horrible job of training its own employees. Broward County Sheriff employees were standing outside as the school was shot up, even though employees of other county, of other surrounding counties rushed into the school to try and help. According to the state Senate website, the Florida statute allows the governor to suspend the sheriff for actions such as misfeasance and neglect of duty. The actual power to remove the sheriff is in the hands of the state Senate. DeSantis intends to name retired Coral Springs Police Sergeant Gregory Tony as Broward's interim sheriff. Tony would become the county's first African-American sheriff, according to Politico. So this means that the media will call DeSantis a racist for removing a white guy and replacing him with a black guy in Broward County for some odd reason. It was reportedly Andrew Pollack, whose daughter Meadow died in the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High massacre, that recommended that Gregory Tony become the actual head of the department. While campaigning last year, DeSantis said on multiple occasions Israel should be suspended for how he and his office handled the massacre at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. Now, I'm old enough to remember when CNN did a full-on town hall, a fulsome hour of hate, in which they allowed a bunch of people to scream expletives, basically, including students, scream expletives at Marco Rubio, at Dana Loesch, suggest that they were responsible for the murders that happened at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, while Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel sat there and grinned and suggested that it was simply wrong to blame his office for anything that went wrong. Now he has been rightly removed from office. During a November meeting of the Safety Commission, Israel was brought in to answer questions. He was asked about a perceived lack of urgency from initial arriving deputies at the school who didn't run toward the gunfire and didn't have annual active shooter training. Israel said any deputies found to have acted inappropriately or failed to act would be dealt with. Commission members also grilled Israel over BSO's policies for deputies dealing with an active shooter. Apparently, they said the policy as written provided deputies discretion on whether or not to confront the shooter. Petty, who's the father of one of the girls who was killed in the shooting, he said those in charge of responding to the shooting have not acted quickly enough or sufficiently enough to fix mistakes that happened. Good for Ron DeSantis for doing exactly the right thing. So that is a piece of good news today. Okay, now I promised you that I was going to break down this American Psychological Association report that suggested that traditional masculinity was basically a mental disorder. Well, now it turns out there were people in the room when this thing was being approved, this idiotic piece of unscientific garbage was being approved. One of them was Chris Ferguson. He was in the APA Council of Representatives meetings, and he said that this was voted on. He warned them at the time that the report was scientifically unsound, but they didn't listen. Why? Because so many of these scientific bodies, these quasi-scientific bodies, have simply been hijacked for purposes of politics. Chris Ferguson, who is a practicing psychologist, he has a long piece in which he explains that the entire guidelines that were used by the APA for the psychological practice of boys and men is just nonsense. He says the document uses copious use of progressive jargon throughout: power, privilege, intersection, perform masculinity, microaggressions. This is a psychological document. This isn't a gender studies major paper. Instead, this was supposed to be the guidance for some 175,000 members of the American Psychological Association, suggesting that traditional masculinity was bad, that basically we need to feminize boys. As I told you about earlier this week, the report even said there were no natural differences between men and women in terms of behavior, that gender was entirely socialized, that if you feel like a man, that has nothing to do with your biology. It has everything to do instead with how you were socialized by our cruel patriarchal world. This, of course, is unbased in science at all. According to the psychologist, this is a major oversight. It makes the document appear either uninformed or purposefully neglectful of certain bodies of literature. Probably the document's main witness, says the psychologist, is that much of it, instead of reading as an actual practice guideline, tends to read as invective against traditional masculinity. Although at times the authors also switch to the language of hegemonic or sexist masculinity, at one point dropping qualifiers altogether to imply just masculinity is associated with negative outcomes. The language about traditional masculinity is often put in very stark terms, implying significant links with negative outcomes, although we're never informed about the effect sizes, that could not be explained by third variables such as harsh family environment and genetics. He said this is not a fair and objective literature review by disinterested scholars. This is just politics. And clinicians were asked to take these guidelines seriously. Let me put it this way. If you have a psychologist who took these guidelines seriously, you should stop seeing that psychologist.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. President Trump says he's not rushing to declare a national emergency at the border.
The bill was just passed, which I will sign in Congress, making sure that everybody's going to be paid immediately upon when this is over. But I just really appreciate the fact that they have handled it so incredibly well. And many of them agree with what we're doing.
President Trump on the government shutdown. The Florida sheriff intends to fight the suspension imposed for his office's handling of last year's Parkland school massacre.
Quoting Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel's statement, in his words, "There was no wrongdoing on my part. I served the county honorably." His statement came minutes after the state's new governor, Ron DeSantis, announced he was suspending Sheriff Israel. A commissioner's investigation faulted Israel's office for lack of responsiveness to warnings about the shooting suspect, as well as for identified shortcomings in policies and training regarding active shooter situations. Florida's state Senate would be the tribunal for Israel's appeal. The Parkland shooting claimed 17 lives. George Bonzani reporting.
Authorities say a Wisconsin teen who was abducted during an October home invasion in which her parents were killed has been reunited with an aunt and will see the rest of her relatives within hours. Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald said at a news conference that Jamie Kloss was taken back to her hometown of Barron on Friday. Democratic Representative Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii has announced she's running for president in 2020. The 37-year-old Gabbard said in a CNN interview slated to air Saturday night that she will be formally announcing her candidacy within the week. The 37-year-old Iraq war veteran is the first Hindu elected to Congress. Gabbard was criticized in 2017 for traveling to Syria and meeting with President Bashar Assad. More on these stories at townhall.com.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
A new museum is being unleashed in New York, one that invites visitors to come, sit, and stay.
The American Kennel Club's Museum of the Dog, which opened in New York in 1982 and decamped to the St. Louis area a few years later, is back, reopening next month in Manhattan. The museum will feature dog paintings, dog sculpture, a 30-million-year-old dog fossil, and a device that will show you what breed you look like. One thing it won't have? Actual living, breathing dogs.
We're in an office building, and if we had too many, there might be a little bit of a noise factor. That's what they're mainly concerned about.
Executive Director Alan Fossil says some dogs will be brought in for special occasion exhibits. Warren Levinson, New York.
Poland has arrested a director at the Chinese tech giant Huawei and one of its own former cybersecurity experts and charged them with spying for China. The two men, one a Chinese citizen who was a former envoy in Poland before moving over to a senior position at Huawei. News and analysis at townhall.com. 18T says it will stop selling all location data for mobile phones to brokers following a report that companies are still selling that information to shadowy companies without customer knowledge.
Last year, AT&T and other carriers pledged to stop providing location information to data brokers. But AT&T made an exception for useful services that, for instance, help customers with roadside assistance or fraud protection. Now the company says it'll also end those sales in March. The move follows a report on a website that showed how bounty hunters can track phone locations using carrier data.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. Democratic Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon has been pushing mobile providers to end location data sales. He says Congress needs to pass legislation to ensure that they come to a halt. Verizon has also announced that it, too, will cease its four remaining location sharing agreements. That according to a statement to the Washington Post. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the Ben Shapiro Show. I've got a lot coming up for you this hour. Senator Ted Cruz is stopping by in just a little while. We're going to ask him about the situation with the government shutdown, what he thinks the solution is. Does the president have authority constitutionally to declare a national emergency and shift defense spending toward the building of border wall and barrier? We're also going to get to The Rock, who ripped into snowflake culture, which is just kind of awesome. We'll get to all of that in just 1 second. First, the update on the government shutdown and the president of the United States. He had a bit of a tete-a-tete with the media and with other Congress people in the Oval Office today. He said that he wasn't intending on using his national emergency power, but if he can't get a deal, then maybe he will, but he doesn't want to right now, but maybe he still might kind of do it.
24 hours ago, you were saying you were probably going to declare a national emergency. No, I said I could do it, but I'll tell you what. It's the easy way out, but Congress should do this. This is too simple. It's too basic. And Congress should do this. If they can't do it, if at some point they just can't do it, this is a 15-minute meeting. If they can't do it, I will declare a national emergency.
I'm making the case over the past couple of days that the president doesn't have the legal authority to actually use Defense Department funding in order to build his wall. I want to give the countervailing argument just so that folks know what that countervailing argument is. I'm not sure that I buy it, but the argument does exist. The argument was made last hour, actually, by Governor Greg Abbott of Texas, who suggested that the president does have the capacity under 10 U.S.C. Section 284 to delegate funding for the rebuilding of certain areas of the wall. That section is talking specifically about counter-drug activities. The act allows the Pentagon, upon request of the appropriate public official, to support the construction of roads and fences and installation of lighting to block drug smuggling corridors across international boundaries of the United States. The counter argument would be that these aren't actually drug smuggling corridors, that most of the drugs are being smuggled through ports of entry. So legally speaking, the president can't declare the entire U.S.-Mexico border a drug smuggling corridor and then just build a giant wall all the way across that border. Otherwise, theoretically, he could do it across the entire border of the United States. The argument, again, on the other side would be, well, a lot of drugs are crossing through that area, and Border Patrol knows which parts of the area, so maybe he can do it that way. Okay, that's actually not a terrible argument. Then there is the argument that the president has the authority under 10 U.S.C. 2808 to simply declare a national emergency and move around a bunch of funding. The problem is that he actually requires some sort of prior authorization in order to do so. right? Even if you can argue the national emergency exists, the emergency has to require the use of military assets, and the construction of the wall has to be supporting the troops. So under what auspices would they do that? Well, presumably the Secure Fence Act of 2006, which authorizes construction of fencing on certain defined section of the southern border, but that project is already almost near complete. So, again, I think it's unlikely that the courts uphold all of this. You know, there are folks on both sides of the aisle who kind of agree and disagree. Judge Napolitano on Fox News tends to agree with me that it's going to be very difficult for the president to declare a national emergency legally and then just fund the wall himself. But Jeffrey Toobin, who doesn't like the president very much over on CNN, he says that he thinks that the president's declaration of a national emergency is probably legal or at least unlikely to be stopped by the court. He says that he doesn't think Trump should do it, but it'll be legal. The Wall Street Journal editorial page says they think it's probably legal, but they don't want the president to do it. They basically argue that President Trump can declare an emergency that would let him reallocate funds that Congress has appropriated for military construction to build his wall. They say presidents over the decades have invoked emergency powers, sometimes grounded in law, though often not. While a president may sometimes need to act with dispatch, abuses of executive power prompted Congress to pass the National Emergencies Act of 1976. It was meant to restrict the president's capacity to actually declare a national emergency. You know, how much it does that is anybody's guess. Theoretically, he could reallocate, there's about $10 billion or so, unobligated military construction funds. He could reallocate that money. The Supreme Court may uphold it, may not uphold it. Bottom line, according to the Wall Street Journal, is it probably would be a bad idea for him to do this. They say if Mr. Trump did win in court, a President Elizabeth Warren might take the precedent as license to circumvent Congress whenever it's politically expedient. Rising carbon emissions or even income inequality could be declared national emergencies. No question the media would cheer that on. So you could certainly see a situation where they say we need to build incredible solar energy fields at massive Defense Department costs to fight the climate change scourge that is wrecking the world. And that would be presumably the argument there. President Trump's best moment of the day came when Jim Acosta came into the Oval Office. Here was President Trump talking to Jim Acosta about the situation over at the border.
These accusations that you're overhyping the problem.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Good job, yes. I appreciate your sales. I appreciate your sales. I didn't see the invasion of the border. Are you there? Because we had a wall.
So for folks who can't hear what happened there, the President of the United States says to Jim Acosta, the dolt from CNN, Acosta did cut a tape yesterday in which he went to the border and then walked around at the border where there's a wall, and he said, I don't see a national emergency. So Trump says, thank you to Acosta, thank you for your salesmanship. And Acosta says, I was down at the border, I didn't see an emergency. And Trump then owns him with facts and logic. He says to him, right, because there's a wall over there. Wow, just spiking directly on Jim Acosta's head. What a party it is to be the president when you are face down with Jim Acosta. Solid, solid stuff. Meanwhile, it's amazing how stories like this don't get the appropriate attention from other members of the mainstream media. There's an article over at NPR that finally does, in fact, tell the story that Border Patrol wants the wall. We keep hearing from Democrats that Border Patrol doesn't need a wall, that the border is perfectly secure without a wall, that at best we should be spending money on additional Border Patrol agents. There's an article from NPR this morning, though, that kind of tells a different story. Here's what they say. Senior Border Patrol officials are taking up President Trump's call for more miles of border barrier, pushing back against congressional Democrats who say additional fencing is unnecessary. During a ride along with the Border Patrol on Wednesday in its eastern San Diego sector, agents made it clear that the fence deters illegal crossers. I started in the San Diego sector in 1992. It didn't matter how many agents we lined up, said Chief Patrol Agent Rodney Scott. We could not make a measurable impact on the flow of undocumented immigrants across the border. It wasn't until we installed barriers along the border that gave us the upper hand we started to get control. 46 of the 60 miles of border in the San Diego sector are currently protected by some type of barrier. Scott says in places where he has two levels of fencing, he achieves 90% operational control. And this has been the common theme. I mean, I've spoken to Border Patrol agents who have said exactly the same thing. As you would if you were any sort of protection officer. There's a reason that prisons have walls. It's to keep people from crossing those walls in the wrong direction. There's a reason that military bases all over the world have walls to keep people from coming inside. There's a reason that your office building may have security at the front door. The bizarre notion that a wall wouldn't help anything, it is just that. It is insane and bizarre. Democrats keep claiming that they're claiming two simultaneous things, and you can't claim these two things simultaneously. You have them claiming that a wall is ineffective and also that a wall is immoral. They can't claim both these things at the exact same time. If you say that the wall is ineffective, well, then the argument is it's a waste of money and you don't need it. But it's not immoral, it's just a waste of money. If you claim the wall is immoral, then it is by nature effective. You just don't like that it's keeping people from crossing the border illegally. So which is it? Is it ineffective, or is it immoral, or is it neither? The answer, of course, is that it is neither, and Democrats have not been forced by the media to answer this basic question. It's incredible to me. It's incredible to me that they've not been forced to answer the basic question why they think this is such a terrible idea. Instead, they've been able to misdirect to the cost of the government shutdown. I agree, the government shutdown sucks. It'd be better if the government were not shut down. Although I have to say, I don't see the world ending. And today is day one of people not receiving their checks. That's bad. We want people to get paid. They will get paid a couple of weeks from now when they're given their back pay. But is it great? No, of course it's not great. If we want to cut the size of the executive branch, we should cut it by statute. Or the president of the United States should go through it and fire people, which he can. The government shutdown is not ideal. But the media are focused incessantly on the government shutdown, and they will not ask any Democrat the simple question, what makes a wall immoral? The president has the upper hand here. It's why the president should keep the pedal to the metal in his PR push. President Trump, I thought, did a pretty good job yesterday when he went down to the border. He went down to the border, and he stood next to a lot of border agents. This is clip three. And he said, listen, there's a lot of death without a wall here. I mean, there's a problem here.
This is common sense. They need a barrier. They need a wall. If you don't have it, it's going to be nothing but hard work and grueling problems. And by the way, and death. And death. A lot of death. I want to thank you. You do a fantastic job.
Thank you, Mr. President. I appreciate that.
That's very good. Thank you very much.
And then the President of the United States did a press conference with the brother of a Border Patrol agent who was slain by an illegal immigrant. Again, the president should just put this on a continuous loop and make Democrats talk to this guy.
The way he was killed, what my family is going through right now, I do not want any other family, law enforcement person to go through that. Whatever it takes to minimize, put a stop to it, my family fully supports it. At 33 years old, Ranil Singh was cremated, and I had to pick up his remains. It breaks my heart. And no one should ever, ever go through that.
Apparently, the president is now floating a compromise proposal. This is in the last few minutes. We'll get to that compromise proposal in just 1 second. First, let's talk about how you protect your online security. The only way to do it, honestly, is to get a good VPN. And the best VPN in the market is ExpressVPN. I worry a lot about hackers and spies looking at my information. As a public figure, I'm constantly worried about that sort of stuff. It's why I personally use ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN secures and anonymizes your connection by encrypting 100% of your network data and hiding your IP address. That means nobody can record or access your online activity. Download the ExpressVPN app on your computer or smartphone, and then just use the internet as you normally would. You click one button in the ExpressVPN app, and voila, you are protected. ExpressVPN is great for accessing content from anywhere with VPN locations in 94 countries, blazing fast speeds. Go check them out right now at expressvpn.com/Ben. And the nice folks at ExpressVPN have extended special pricing of less than $7 per month to all of my fans. So go again to expressvpn.com/Ben to learn more. They're consistently rated the world's number one VPN service for internet users. If you want the best in online protection, you really only have one choice. Free yourself from worries about hackers and spies. Go to expressvpn.com/Ben and get that special pricing of less than $7 per month with the /Ben, expressvpn.com/Ben. Okay, today President Trump floated a compromise proposal. According to CBS News, President Trump has floated a potential path to citizenship for H-1B visa holders in an early Friday morning text as the partial government shutdown is set to become the longest shutdown on record as of this weekend. It is, in fact, the longest shutdown on record. He said H-1B holders in the United States can rest assured that changes are soon coming, which will bring both simplicity and certainty to your stay, including a potential path to citizenship. This is what he tweeted out this morning. We want to encourage talented and highly skilled people to pursue career options in the United States. This is the other half of what President Trump should be talking about. He should, in fact, be talking about broadening the capacity for legal immigration. The tact that Democrats have used is that the reason Trump doesn't want illegal immigration is because he doesn't want any immigration. But H-1B visas are bringing in high-skilled workers in a lot of industries, and that prevents a lot of companies from offshoring and simply moving their headquarters where the employees are, or not moving their headquarters at all and simply outsourcing the jobs and opening up some sort of branch in India, for example. During his campaign, Mr. Trump proposed increasing the prevailing wage paid to H-1B visa holders in an effort to force companies to give entry-level jobs to existing unemployed workers in the United States. In August 2015, he wanted to do that so as to tamp down the sort of wage base for legal immigrants to the United States. With that said, the president increasing the possibilities of legal immigration while decreasing illegal immigration would be part of a good pitch. Okay, so in just a second, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the shutdown itself. Also, I need to get to The Rock, you know, like the movie star The Rock, who it turns out is kind of awesome in a lot of great ways. I'll tell you why. First, I need to talk to you about a college that doesn't stink. So, most of the colleges that I visit, they got a real problem. Those colleges are teaching kids that they are microaggressed, that America is a land of oppression and horror, and that their kids are, and they're teaching kids that they are going to be best off by maligning the United States on a regular basis, ignoring the idea of objective truth altogether. Well, not Hillsdale College. Hillsdale College is just fabulous. As we start a new year, Hillsdale is entering its 175th year. It still holds the same principles it did in 1844. The college was founded to teach students to seek truth, recognize what is beautiful, and hold up what is good. They talk about eternal values. Hillsdale College continues to provide sound learning, essential to preserving civil and religious liberty. Whether a student majors in business or econ or education or science, they all take courses in the Constitution as well. I love Hillsdale because they've stayed true to their mission. They extend that mission nationwide on behalf of liberty, from training leaders at their Kirby Center in D.C. to helping establish classical K-12 charter schools nationwide. You should be supporting Hillsdale. Visit benforhillsdale.com. Find out more. Pursuing truth and defending liberty since 1844. That's benforhillsdale.com. Go check it out right now. benforhillsdale.com. Well, coming up, I want to talk to you about The Rock, you know, like the wrestler and the actor who is speaking out against social justice warriors and snowflakes. It's about time that Hollywood noticed their neck is in the noose for the SJWs. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Spring showers bring more than flowers. They also bring that familiar musty smell to your basement, usually caused by too much moisture, molds, and mildew. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove damp, musty air and harmful pollutants. It's with the Wave Moisture Control Unit. Wave can transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, visit dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. You know, one of the things about comedy and art is that if you are going to do something new and unique That means you have to be on the edge. And that means that frequently you're going to cross lines. It's why many of the great comics in American history have been folks who did cross those lines. And it used to be that the left in the United States was very much in favor of that sort of transgressive material. If you crossed a line, that's a good sign that you were doing something funny. Well, now the left has declared that there's a whole new set of lines, and we're going to apply them retroactively. Now, in American law, we have this concept that you can't create a post facto law and then go after somebody. It's called a bill of attainder. You're not allowed to simply put together a statute that says, go arrest Ben Shapiro for saying X. But culturally, that's what the left is now doing. Stuff that was funny in 1996 is now being declared retroactively unfunny. But if you go back and you watch Friends, it's not just that our sense of humor has evolved. It's that the jokes themselves are unfunny because the nature of life has changed. And we're not talking about jokes that were made in the 1910s about black folks that weren't funny at the time and aren't funny now. We're talking about jokes that were pretty funny in 1996 and are still pretty funny now and people would still laugh at. But if you do laugh at them, then we will get very, very angry with you. We'll get so angry. We'll come after you. Well, Hollywood is beginning to realize that this has some pretty nasty side effects for their business. One of the stars who has been great on this is Dwayne The Rock Johnson. So perhaps he's just angry that the left now wants to take two-thirds of his income. But I did an exclusive chat with the Daily Star, which is a newspaper over in the UK, a tabloid over in the UK. He said that while he applauds the fact that anyone can be who they want to be, he was raging at the snowflakes. He said the snowflakes are ruining everything. So apparently he had been doing a show called Grid Girls, and that show was banned by a particular network in France over fears of sexism. As a result, the former wrestler who made £92 million, about $65 million from his movies last year, he said, I don't have to agree with what somebody thinks, who they vote for, what they voted for, what they think, but I will back their right to say or believe it. That's democracy. So many good people fought for freedom and equality, but this generation is looking for a reason to be offended. He said, if you're not agreeing with them, then they are offended. And that is not what so many great men and women fought for. He talks about tolerance. He says, we thankfully now live in a world that has progressed over the last 30 or 40 years. People can be who they want, be with who they want, live however they want. But that can only be a good thing. But Generation Snowflake, or whatever you want to call them, they're actually putting us backwards. This, of course, is exactly right. Ricky Gervais, another comedian in the UK who was on the British version of The Office, he said that the snowflakes should just shut up and people should joke about whatever the F they want. And this is about right. It's amazing. The armed forces in Britain has been so taken over by millennials that they went on a recruitment drive asking for snowflakes and me millennials to sign up because they're trying to recruit among those folks. Good luck with that. Kevin Hart, meanwhile, the guy who was going to host the Oscars, he's now been prevented from hosting the Oscars because he made a joke on his Twitter account circa 2010 or 2012 about how he didn't want his son to be gay. End of the world ensued. He's a very bad man, is Kevin Hart, for saying this. So he couldn't host the Oscars. The Oscars are now going to be hostless for the first time in years and years and years and years, which presumably means rotating hosts. You'll just have a bunch of presenters who come out and bore you to death. I mean, at least the one thing that could get us through the Oscars was making fun of the host. It's been a while since they had a good host. Maybe Kevin Hart would have been good. I actually liked it. I think it was it Gervais? I think Gervais hosted the Oscars a few years ago, and his entire shtick was just making fun of the people in the audience. That was great. Okay, but Kevin Hart cannot be allowed to be on the Oscars because of these old comments on Twitter and in a comedy routine he did about a decade ago. He was on Good Morning America. He was asked about it again. He said, you know what? I'm tired of this. I'm not going to answer any more questions about this. It's a waste of my time. It's a waste of your time. It's a waste of everybody's time.
So I'm not shutting down the questions. I hear everything you're saying, but I want everybody to know I'm done with it. It's a choice that I personally made to say I'm not addressing it anymore. And that's not from an angry place. It's just from a place of it's never going to really end. I'm done with it.
Okay, and this is exactly right. It's exactly right. It's something President Trump understands in politics, and it's something that Kevin Hart has come to understand in entertainment. If you do something wrong, it's fine to apologize for it. Right? When we do something wrong in our personal life, then we apologize for it. But there's nothing more irritating than you getting something wrong and apologizing for it, and then people stepping on your face. People saying, well, why did you even do it in the first place? Right, I just apologized for it. But why did you do it? Well, because I was wrong. But you shouldn't have done it. Why aren't you apologizing again? Why aren't you doing what I want you to do? See, here's the thing about these social justice warriors, these woke scolds, as I call them. Their actual goal is not to make the world a better place. Their actual goal is to shut everyone up who is not them. And it's not that they are sitting around and just waiting for someone to sin. They're looking for excuses to ruin people they don't like. They're waiting for people to make a slip-up so they can boycott them or yell at them or go after them in their personal life. They're waiting for it. This is not well-motivated policing of human behavior. This is badly motivated targeting of political opposition. We all innately understand that when it comes to politics, it's also true in the world of entertainment. And it's gotten so out of control that even Ellen, who is obviously a far-left icon, a leader in the LGBT movement, she was ripped for even having Kevin Hart on her show and treating him decently. That's how nasty the snowflakes have become. So there will be a backlash. The backlash began in politics with President Trump. It's not going to end there. The culture cannot continue this way. If it does, there is no way we can live with each other in a common society. We're going to have to deal with the fact that sometimes people make mistakes, and when they say sorry, we should just let it go. Because if we don't, nobody's ever going to get no one will ever say sorry again, and it'll just be bad news. Coming up, Senator Ted Cruz stops by to tell us the latest about the government shutdown and explain how everything's going to play out. This is...
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com. KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities, and with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Senator Ted Cruz, the great state of Texas, obviously front runner in 2016 during the primaries and an extraordinarily prominent senator, knows an awful lot about government shutdowns as well. Senator Cruz, thanks so much for joining the Ben Shapiro Show. Really appreciate it.
Ben, my friend, always good to be with you.
Well, first, before we even get to the political aspects of what's going on and all of the hubbub surrounding the government shutdown, I have to ask you, what came upon you, this brilliant decision to grow a beard? I know everyone's been going crazy about the beard.
Well, you know, I wish there was some, you know, grand strategic vision behind it. I got to say, I just decided, you know, what the hell, have some fun. And so, you know, we were on, we had a week off for Thanksgiving, and usually over the holidays I don't shave and typically come back to work Monday morning, pull out the razor and shave. And as I started to do that, I said, all right, to heck with it. Let's try something new.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to confirm or deny the rumors that GQ is recruiting you for the sexiest man issue now. But congratulations on the beard. I know that it's become very popular online. Well, Senator, I need to ask you about, obviously, the president headed down to the border. You were there when the president was there. What was your reaction to the president's visit to the border yesterday?
I thought yesterday was a very positive, a very productive day. I joined the president flying down to the Rio Grande Valley, spending the day there with him. We had a round table with Border Patrol and ICE and local law enforcement, and also with family members of people who had been killed by criminal, violent, illegal aliens. And I think the result of all of that did a very good job putting a human face on the crisis at the border, putting a human face on the price and the cost of illegal immigration, both those who are victims of violent crime because of MS-13 and gang members and violent criminals coming in illegally, and also those facing the ravages of drug addiction and heroin and fentanyl and meth and the massive trafficking. And those, especially women and children, facing the horrors of human trafficking, of physical and sexual abuse. I think the president's coming down and listening to those stories was powerful, was effective, and I hope helped focus the country on the need for common sense border security, for us to get serious about stopping illegal immigration and securing our border.
North student Senator Ted Cruz of Texas. Senator, the polls show, there's a new poll out from January 1 to January 7 from Reuters, and it shows that 51% of Americans are now blaming President Trump for the government shutdown, as opposed to 32% blaming Democrats. To what do you attribute that disparity? It seems to me that Democrats are happy to spend money on every stupid project they can possibly think of. They want to spend trillions of dollars on a Green New Deal. They won't spend $6 billion on more border fencing Border Patrol is desperately asking for. Why are the American people blaming the president for that?
Well, I think some of it is what the media does at every turn, which is they naturally blame Trump for everything. Everything bad in the world is Donald Trump's fault, according to the media. And, you know, when the shutdown started, it was through the holidays and the mainstream media narrative was the main thing driving it. I actually expect that has changed somewhat. I think the president's national address was effective. I thought actually Schumer and Pelosi's horrifically bad response was, to be honest, even more effective than the president in making our case for us. I told the president yesterday he needs to send Nancy Pelosi 36 roses for being so horribly frightening to drive people in our direction. And I hope that yesterday also made a difference. When you focus on the substance, the American people agree with border security by large, large majorities. Not only that, we have right now an impasse. That's the reason we have a partial shutdown. It will end when one of two people blink, when either the president blinks or Chuck Schumer blinks. And between the two, I think the president's position is objectively much, much more reasonable than Schumer and Pelosi and the Democrats. Why is that? Well, in December, the then Republican House passed legislation fully funding the federal government, funding every part of the government, and also providing $5.7 billion in funding for border security, including funding to build a wall, have a physical barrier, keeping the border secure. That went to the Senate, and Chuck Schumer and the Democrats filibustered that legislation. And the position of Schumer and the Democrats is they would force a shutdown, which is what they did. They would not fund the government so long as there was even one penny of funding for a wall, for a physical barrier at the border. Now, Ben, as you understand, that position is objectively unreasonable. It's also not a substantive policy disagreement, because Schumer and most of the Democrats just a few years ago voted in favor of $40 billion for border security, including funding for a wall. But now the reason they're a no is their hard left base is so angry, is so extreme, and they hate Trump so much that Schumer and the Democrats have forced a shutdown for political reasons. I think that is objectively unreasonable. The president has said over and over again, I've been there when he said it, he's willing to compromise, he's willing to negotiate, he's willing to find a middle ground. And it is Schumer and Pelosi who are saying no compromise, they will shut the government down in order to try to prevent even a penny for securing the border. That's not a reasonable position. I think we need to make that case to the American people.
Senator, is it even possible for Republicans to ever win a shutdown? You obviously were very involved in the 2013 government shutdown when you gave a quasi-filibuster in an attempt to stop Republicans from funding President Obama's Obamacare plans. And the media obviously blamed you for that. They blamed Republicans for that. Amazingly enough, when now Congress does the same thing, they refuse to give funding to a president who happens to be Republican, now it's the fault of the president. So when it was a Democratic president, it was the fault of a Republican Congress. When it's a Republican president, it's the fault of a Democrat. It's the fault of the Republican president. So how can Republicans win in the face of that?
Now, Ben, you know very well, conservatives are not allowed to have any memory, any historical perspective. We're supposed to believe whatever ridiculous media narrative gets trotted out, even if it's the exact opposite of what the media said yesterday. Of course you're right. Yes, we can win. By the way, in the 2013 shutdown, I got to tell you, over Christmas, I actually started to write an op-ed that I never published, but it was going to begin as follows. It was going to say, on Christmas Eve, President Trump was visited by Jacob Marley. He told the president, tonight, you shall be visited by three apparitions, the ghosts of shutdowns past, who will tell you the wisdom, the received wisdom of the media. And the first ghost of shutdown past will tell you what the media said in 2013 when Obama was president and there was a shutdown over Obamacare, which is the president always, always, always wins shutdowns. I remember a great many media sages lecturing me, gosh, Ted, you're so stupid. Don't you understand? Republicans only control one-sixth of the government, the House, one chamber, the House of Representatives. You cannot win a shutdown if all you control is the House, and the opposing party controls the Senate and the White House. Well, obviously that's where we are now, except the shoe is on a different foot. It is Pelosi and Schumer who are forcing the shutdown. By the way, those same media voices say shutdowns are terrible for Republicans at the ballot box. It's worth remembering, after that shutdown fight, which I was proud to lead the fight to stop Obamacare, which has been a disaster, Republicans in 2014 had one of the biggest election victories we've ever seen. We retook the House, and we won 9 seats in the Senate and retired Harry Reid as majority leader. And so, yes, we can win a fight if it's on substance and the American people are with us, and we're willing to take the case to the American people. And I think that's what the president's been doing this past week. I think that's why That's why momentum is moving in a positive direction.
Now, Senator Cruz, what do you make of the president's threat to declare a national emergency? It's really a twofold question. Question number one is, do you think it's legal? And number two is, do you think that it's a good idea? Because it seems to me that one of two things is going to happen. If he declares a national emergency, the courts probably strike it down, at which point nothing happens. We fulminate about how bad the judiciary is and overstepping their boundaries. And number two, it also provides precedent for Democrats to continue to aggregate power in the executive branch. That seems to me the effect. But where do you stand on, number one, the legality of a national emergency being declared? Number two, the efficacy of doing it?
Look, I think both of those are fair points and fair observations. I think it is unquestionable that the need to secure the border is a critical national priority, and it goes right to protecting the national security of our country. That on substance is clearly right. There's been a lot of discussion about whether the president could act unilaterally under a whole series of statutes Congress has passed previously, giving the president emergency authority. I have to say I have not fully studied those questions. As you know, I'm a constitutionalist. I have argued for a long time that every president, Republican or Democrat, should be bound by the Constitution and the federal laws. And so, from my perspective, I'm not going to speculate on what the president might or might not do and what legal justifications the president might or might not put forth until he actually does it, because there are five or six or seven different statutes that he could rely on. And I want, if he acts, I want to assess it on the merits. I want to assess the legal arguments and consider them on the merits. That being said, I think your points about efficacy have some real force, which is, and for what it's worth, I think the president is inclined to agree with you. I spent all day with him yesterday, 4 or 5 hours on Air Force One with him yesterday, and then all day down in Texas on the border. And I think where he is he wants to resolve this through Congress. He wants to get this done through Congress. And so he has been threatening executive action. And I think if the Democrats force the shutdown to go on and on and on and on and continue to take objectively unreasonable positions and say, go jump in a lake, I think at some point it is likely that he will act on his own. But I think he would much prefer to see Congress come together and get this done. So I think where we stand now, I do think we're seeing cracks in the Democratic edifice. Yesterday, Politico reported about a bunch of House Democratic freshmen freaking out and saying that we've got to end this shutdown, that we the Democrats are in the wrong place. This week, Cher, hardly a conservative icon, tweeted out to Nancy Pelosi, just give Trump the money for the wall. Actually, she had more colorful language than that.
Always.
And if the Democrats have lost Cher, that shows they're pretty far out on a limb.
Well, final question for you here, Senator Cruz, because I know you have to run. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about your Senate opponent who lost. The first time in a long time I've seen someone lose a Senate race and then immediately be declared a front-running presidential candidate. Beto O'Rourke has been going around the state of Texas, like including to his dental appointments, and proclaiming himself a presidential candidate. What do you make of Beto O'Rourke's presidential possibilities? And if you could give a handbook to President Trump or whoever else is going to run against Beto O'Rourke in 2020, what exactly would that look like?
Yeah, look, I've been watching all of this with some degree of amusement. I think Beto O'Rourke is running for president. I think he's headed to Iowa. I think he's going to run. And I think he will prove a formidable candidate in the Democratic primary. I think he will have unlimited money running against me. He raised over $80 million and had a massive fundraising base. And I think his strategy will be very much the Obama 2008 strategy, which you'll recall in 2008, Obama on substance, on policy, was hard, hard left. O'Rourke is the same way. Nobody's going to get to the left of him on policy. He embraces every left-wing policy, whether it's abolishing ICE or impeaching Trump. Every one of those he gallops over to. But just like Obama in 08, Beto is also very good at his rhetoric sounding reasonable and moderate. He doesn't sound like a crazy socialist. And that combination, remember Obama in 08, the whole campaign was on hope and change. Yep. I think we're going to see a replay of that, and I will say I'm going to be deeply amused to see, number one, the mainstream media finally be willing to report anything critical about O'Rourke, because when he was running against me, he could do nothing wrong in the media's eyes. But number two, seeing 30-some-odd Democrats pull out the daggers and go after each other is going to be quite a mess, and I think we're all going to enjoy watching the conflagration that comes from that.
Well, Senator, thanks so much for your time, and congratulations on Beto O'Rourke also deciding that if you can't beat him, join him. He, too, is growing a beard, apparently, in imitation of the man who beat him in his Senate Texas race. Thank you so much for joining us, Senator Cruz. Really appreciate the time.
All right. Take care, and God bless,
man. Well, in just a little bit, we're going to be talking about the possibility of technology taking a lot of jobs in the American economy. I want to talk about whether we should really be that worried about it first. I need to remind you that this show is available to you, all 3 hours of this show available to you on demand when you go over to dailywire.com and subscribe. Over at dailywire.com, you click on the subscribe button at the top of the page. You get all 3 hours of the show also on video. So you can see the show, you can see the guests, you can see all this sort of stuff, and you get episodes of the Andrew Klavan Show, the Michael Knowles Show, other shows that we do over here at Daily Wire. When you get the annual subscription, you also get the Daily Wire Hot or Cold Leftist Tears Tumblr, which is much sought after, often imitated, but never duplicated. Go check it out over at dailywire.com. Click on that subscribe button at the top of the page. It's the only way to get all 3 hours of the Ben Shapiro Show on demand. There is no other way. So go to dailywire.com. Click on the subscribe button at the top of the page. Go check it out right now. Once again, dailywire.com. Click on that subscribe button at the top of the page. Get all of our great services. Be part of our mailbag. Be part of the team. We really appreciate you joining us over at dailywire.com. Go check us out and click on that subscribe button. Get the annual so you get the Tumblr as well, because the Tumblr is really fantastic. Okay, coming up, I want to talk a little bit about technology and jobs. A major venture capitalist tells CBS News that within 15 years, 40% of the world's jobs will no longer exist. We'll analyze whether or not this is true in the moments coming up. Just stick with us and we'll get into it. You're listening to The Ben Shapiro Show.
Spring showers bring more than flowers. They also bring that familiar musty smell to your basement, usually caused by too much moisture, molds, and mildew. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove damp, musty air and harmful pollutants. It's with the Wave Moisture Control Unit. Wave can transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, visit dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now.
800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
You're listening to The Ben Shapiro Show. Well, this is now officially the longest government shutdown, partial government shutdown in United States history. It's going to get even longer. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell was not in the Capitol on Friday when furloughed workers were missing their first paychecks. Instead, he headed back to Kentucky because he's like, "What? Whatever, man, I'm out." McConnell, he bears no pain for all of this. He's just going to be, he's like, why am I sticking around? Do I really want to be in Washington, or do I want to go home and catch crawdads or something? Senator McConnell and his caucus are AWOL, says Senator Chris Van Hollen, a Democrat from Maryland. What's he supposed to do, McConnell? It's not his fault that Chuck Schumer has decided to shut down the government. And McConnell doesn't have any offers to make. Schumer has no offers to take. So there's really nothing to any of this. Doesn't matter. Media's going to try and blame McConnell anyway. Amazing. It really is amazing how the media will grasp at any straw to blame Republicans virtually no matter what. And meanwhile, I wanted to discuss for just a couple of brief minutes here on the claim that everybody in the United States is going to lose their job. I know there's a lot of angst these days about the economy of the United States, which is essentially at full employment. We have a booming economy, an economy where virtually everyone who wants to work is working. And yet we still have these worries that inevitably lead people to sort of socialistic conclusions about what it is that government should do. So CBS News decided to have on this venture capitalist. His name is Kai-Fu Lee, and he says that that artificial intelligence is going to displace 40% of all global jobs within the next 15 years. Here's what he had to say.
A lot of things will become automated. We'll have automated stores, automated restaurants, and altogether in 15 years, that's going to displace about 40% of jobs in the world.
Yeah, there's been a lot of talk about this, that as AI accelerates, that there's going to be need for more government interventionism and redistributionism. And basically, there are two theories as to how this is going to happen. One is the sort of Democratic Party theory, which is that what you need to do is just tax all the people who have jobs and who are therefore wealthy in order to pay for all the people who won't have jobs. And the other idea is the sort of right-wing populist Tucker Carlson idea, which is that you need to shut down technology itself. I did an interview with Tucker where Tucker said what we have to do is basically stop self-driving trucks, for example, because it will just take away too many jobs from current truckers, so let's just stop the technology. Neither one of these is plausible, nor do I actually think this is a crisis. I think the dirty little secret of politics is that three-quarters of things that people think are going to end the world are actually not all that important. And then of the other quarter that are really important, like 1% actually has the capacity to destroy all of human life. I think we're in pretty solid footing in the modern economy, and this idea that technology is ripping away millions of jobs at a time, I don't see the evidence for that. Orrin Cass, who, by the way, is more interventionist on the economy than I am, had a piece in the LA Times a couple of weeks ago in which he talked about the idea that technology is not, in fact, destroying jobs across the country. He says technology is not the culprit behind job loss, nor will it be. To the contrary, robots can be workers' best friends. I mean, you driving in your car know this, since one of your best friends, presumably, is your car radio, which is a piece of robotic equipment. Right? It's a piece of equipment that you're controlling. It is a machine. Right? Your car is a machine. If you're listening to this via computer, your computer is a machine. Your life has been made better and easier by those machines, and you haven't lost your job. You're just using a computer at your job now. Orrin Cass says, the abandonment of the American worker has been a conscious choice on the part of policymakers, and while that's depressing, to be sure, it's also cause for hope. He says, getting comfortable with technology begins with understanding productivity, which is a measure of how much a worker can produce in some period of time. Imagine a widget factory in which 10 people each produce one widget a day. If the worker's productivity doubles, each can make 2 widgets daily. 5 workers can now make what once required 10. Did that improvement destroy 5 jobs? Well, not really. It didn't really destroy the jobs. It just made the jobs more productive. The question is whether there is a market for that additional productivity. Hypothetically, automation could increase productivity so rapidly that workers would become redundant faster than they could find new jobs. But that's not really what has happened in the past. With every great technological leap forward, there have been tremendous worries that jobs will be lost, but that hasn't really been the case. In fact, productivity growth from 2000 to 2015 was a lot higher than it was from 2010 to 2015. Our era is one of relative productivity stagnation. So maybe there will be technological change, but there's no reason to think at this point that technological change is inevitably going to overwhelm our economy to the point where we have to look at universal basic income or rewriting the basic...
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. A young Wisconsin teen missing for 3 months is back home.
On Thursday, a skinny, disheveled girl walked up to a stranger in tiny Gordon, Wisconsin, and pleaded for help. The girl, 13-year-old Jamie Kloss, missing from Barron, Wisconsin since October. That's when a suspect blew open the front door of her home with a shotgun, killed her parents, and abducted her. She ran away from a remote cabin in the woods. The man accused of abducting her, 21-year-old Jake Patterson, was arrested a short time after her escape. Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald says they're working on why Patterson allegedly targeted the young teen and her family.
We don't believe there was a social media connection, and we are determining how he became aware of Jamie.
On Monday, Patterson will have his first court appearance on homicide and abduction charges. I'm Tim McGuire.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis announces he has sidelined the sheriff of Broward County, who has faced sharp criticism after last year's school massacre in Parkland that killed 17 people.
I have issued an executive order suspending Scott Israel as the sheriff of Broward County.
The Republican governor flew to Fort Lauderdale 3 days after taking office to remove the Democratic sheriff, appointing a former police sergeant to serve as acting sheriff. Gregory Toney worked for Coral Springs Police for 12 years before leaving in 2016 to start a company specializing in active shooter training. He is the first African-American to serve as Broward's sheriff. President Trump says it would be easy for him just to declare a national emergency and find federal money to build a barrier along the southern border, but he's not going to be so quick to do that because he thinks lawmakers can do it. He spoke Friday at the White House during a meeting with state and local leaders about border security and safe communities. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The Wealth 365 Summit is the largest online-only wealth conference in the world and features over 70 live wealth-focused topics, including stock trading, futures, options, forex, retirement planning, and more. Best of all, you get to participate from the comfort of your home or office absolutely free. To secure your free pass to Wealth 365, just text the word NOW to 411-411. Be a part of a world-class financial conference with zero travel expenses, no crowds or outside distractions. Wealth 365 makes it possible for you to have access to the highest quality financial speakers, celebrity wealth experts, and institutions free. Wealth 365 is a six-day event that puts you in the company of the world's leading experts in business and personal finance right from the comfort of your home or office. Find out why industry juggernauts like Forbes and Investors Business Daily choose Wealth 365. Text NOW to 411-411 to secure your free pass. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
Text and data rates may apply.
Mexicans are scrambling for gasoline amid long lines at gas stations and widespread shortages prompted by a change in distribution methods aimed at stemming fuel theft. Correspondent Jeremy House has more on the story.
State oil company Petróleos Mexicanos says the use of more secure transportation methods has resulted in delays for fuel delivery to gas stations in several states, including Hidalgo, Michoacán, and Mexico. It is urging consumers not to panic or hoard gasoline, promising that supply will soon stabilize. Frantic consumers have made a run on the pumps, and social media has been filled with images of gas station signs saying they're out of fuel, and consumers comparing the thin supplies to scarcity for basic goods like bread and milk that plagued Mexico during the 1970s. Jeremy House reporting.
News and analysis at townhall.com. SpaceX is announcing that it's laying off hundreds of workers as it tries to save money for some huge new projects. Correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
The private space firm has seen a lot of success when it comes to launching government and commercial payloads into orbit, including this weekend's supply run to the International Space Station. But the company says some 600 workers are being let go, or 10% of the workforce, to make the company leaner for future projects. SpaceX, headed up by Elon Musk, estimates that it needs billions of dollars to build a spaceship that can bring astronauts to Mars and a satellite system for global internet service. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Google is looking into building a $600 million data center in central Minnesota that would be powered by two wind farms. Minneapolis-based Xcel Energy disclosed the data center project in a regulatory filing. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Season greetings. I'm Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer and Army Veteran. The Veterans Service Office is grateful for our troops who make a courageous effort year-round. With your help, Americans continue to enjoy the liberties given to them so long ago. We thank you for your sacrifices. My staff and I would like to salute all active duty, their families, and local veterans. We wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This crisis that some call a crisis, we have to view as an opportunity.
Ah, yes, Sun Tzu. In crisis, there is opportunity. Sure. Well, if you can't have Sun Tzu, I guess Nancy Pelosi will have to do. Reminds me of the tattoos that hipsters get of the Chinese characters. You follow this stuff? You know the hipsters. They grow beards. They don't bathe. They get tattoos. A couple of fun stories. It was a couple of years ago now. A lot of the hipsters love getting tattoos of Chinese characters on various parts of their bodies. And a big one is the Chinese character for courage, for guts, right? That's a big one, because they like that courage. Oh, it's courage. It says courage. Courage. You know, what would you do with a brain if you had one? But it turned out that the Chinese character actually means intestines, and it doesn't mean guts as in bravery. It means guts as in roadkill. And lots of Americans have the Chinese character for intestines tattooed on their bodies. I find that humorous. Good morning and welcome. We're at 888-630-9625. The government shutdown continues unabated. And where's the, there's a great headline in the New York Times. It's, it made me laugh. It's, you know, the news media is on a, just full-blown, bare-naked, out-of-the-closet push to win the day for the Democrats and create a loss for President Trump because they're on the team. And the funny headline from the New York Times is something like, Trump knows, shows no signs. I've got it here somewhere. Trump shows no signs of buckling. And they're just pushing and pushing. Where's my headline? I've got it here somewhere. I know that I do. I have plenty of audio for you. I've got lots of fun stuff. I got plenty of stories having to do with these silly people in Washington and normal people out there in the real world. The President of the United States, Donald John Trump, perhaps you have heard of him, headed down to the Texas border yesterday, McAllen, Texas. And if you're looking for a story about that in the Washington Post, well, there are, let me see, 6 hit pieces on the front. There are only 6 stories on the front page of the Washington Post. All of them are hit pieces on President Trump. Each and every one of them is a hit piece on President Trump. And then I was leafing through the newspaper, and I found, under the, you go to page 12, and it's the world news, the world. And it's got a story about Afghanistan and a story about Yemeni terrorists blowing up innocent people because they're barbarous savages from hell who need to be exterminated from the earth like cockroaches. But if you go below that, you have the Digest. And the Digest has 4 stories today, 5 stories. The 4th story of the 5th in the Digest with no headline says 21 bodies found in Mexico. I'm sorry, what? Authorities said 21 bodies, some burned, I assume burned alive and tortured to death, have been found in the northern Mexican border state of Tamaulipas after what appears to have been a clash between drug gangs. It was a clash between drug gangs. 21 dead. The St. Valentine's Day Massacre in Chicago in the 1920s, Al Capone, Bugs Moran, 7 men, 7. This is 21. It's 3 times the size. It's a blurb on page 12. It's right across the border in the middle of a debate about border security. In a border state, 21 tortured, burned bodies found in one place, 21. And the Washington Post sees fit to put that on page 12 in the Digest. It is literally one paragraph. I'm not embellishing. This is what they do at the Washington Post because, you know, this is very inconvenient timing for the Democrats when they're arguing that open borders are no problem. They want more heroin, more crystal meth, more mass murderers, more cartels, more guys with tattoos on their faces, more men wielding machetes. They want more of that. That's what the Democrats and, by extension, the Washington Post, that's what they want. The owner of the Washington Post, Dr. Evil, is getting a divorce. And, boy, she's the most eligible bachelorette in the world, isn't she? She should create her own television network and build a show around herself called The Most Eligible Bachelorette. But I digress. The Washington Post, the bodies were near 7 burned-out vehicles near the border town of Miguel Alemán. Miguel Alemán, the northern state, the border state, borders the United States in northern Mexico, has been a major conduit for drug shipments and the scene of some of the worst massacres in Mexico's drug war. And that's one paragraph on page 12 at the bottom. No pictures, no fanfare. Got to tamp that down for the Democrats. The Democrats, they really wouldn't find that kind of story helpful right now in the midst of this debate. So the bootlicks at the Dr. Evil Post, I'm surprised they put it in at all, but it's the fourth of, and there's only one paragraph after that in the Digest, and that's it. That's the Digest. It's page 12, the bottom of the world news page. Pay no attention to the massacres going on just south of the border. Isn't it great? It's wonderful stuff. Extraordinary rag, just an extraordinarily corrupt publication today. White House readies emergency plan. Declaration could face challenges. Yeah, from the Washington Post and the other Democrats. Army Corps budget eyed for funding border wall. And there's a great story. Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, he went to Egypt yesterday and tore off one of Barack Obama's arms and beat him to death with it. In a metaphorical way, of course. But Mike Pompeo, who was number one in his class at West Point, by the way, Barack Obama was not. In fact, Barack Obama, we'll just leave Barack Obama out of it. Although we do have fun audio tape of Barack Obama talking about the need for a border wall to keep out the illegal aliens. And Joe Biden talking about the need for a border wall. And Hillary Clinton talking about the need for a border wall. And Chuck Schumer talking about the need for a border wall. And the list goes on and on and on about all the Democrats talking about the need for border security, border wall, border fences. They want to dance on the heads of pins and talk about the difference between fences and walls because that's just how full of stuff they are. How do you drag out one argument for 35 years? You get creepy, dishonest, creepy creeps to engage on one side of the debate, and then it works out. And then they attack President Trump. There, as I said, six stories on the front page, and there are only six stories on the front page. Every one of them attacking Trump. It's extraordinary. They have so many reporters there because they work for the richest man in the world who cheats on his wife, which, you know, it's just the usual stuff. And you see the pictures of him? He really looks so much like Dr. Evil. It's absurd. And apparently they've been sending text messages. Somebody got a hold of text messages from the richest man in the world to his girlfriend. And they said that there are sex pictures. Sex pictures. And they said, I think the way it was said, I think it was Bezos sending sex pictures to his girlfriend, a former news anchorette, and now she's a rich girl, doing just fine, trying to make a living, and she's doing the best she can. And sex pictures from Jeff Bezos to his girlfriend? What is it? I mean, you know, look at Dr. Evil with his lazy eye and his shaved head and all this stuff. And I'm thinking he probably calls it Mini-Me, don't you think? I think it's got to be Mini-Me. I'm just thinking that's probably the case. Mexico to pay directly, colon. I never said this, in quotation marks. The Washington Post, this is a front-page story. President Trump yesterday said, I never said they were going to write a check. Mexico was going to write a check. So the Washington Post is outraged, and they're slapping each other in the head and knocking each other down. And the headline is, Mexico to pay directly, colon. Now, that's not in quotation marks. Then below that, there's a quote of President Trump saying, I never said this. And it's pretty funny because the Washington Post, who typed this? David Nakamura of the Democrat Party. It was a foundational promise of Donald Trump's historic presidential campaign. Mexico would pay for his 2,000-mile border wall. He never said it was a 2,000-mile border wall. David Nakamura lied in the first sentence, but that's okay. They're going to fact-check Trump on this. But as he desperately fights for $5.7 billion in taxpayer money, as he's desperately fighting against the Washington Post and the Democrats, but I repeat myself, for the project, Trump now claims he never said Mexico would directly foot the bill, and then they searched furiously through their archives to prove that he said what the Washington Post claims that he said. And they dug and they dug. He did say it, the Washington Post writes, at least 212 times during his campaign and dozens more since he took office. And he put it in writing in March 2016 memo to news outlets that was then posted on his campaign website. Now, I'm looking, I'm sitting here, I'm thinking, now, I think he said it, too. I'm thinking he said it. And here's the Washington Post. They're going to prove that he said that Mexico, he said, and Mexico's going to pay for it. And he probably said that 212 times. He never explained how, but here, the Washington Post has it. They've cracked the puzzle here. Specifically, Trump threatened to cut off billions of dollars in remittance payments from Mexican nationals in the United States to families in their home country, period. Specifically. All right, but that's not how they pay for it, is it? Because that doesn't explain how they pay for it. So the Washington Post is confused again, and David Nakamura is not very smart. I don't get it. He's not a smart man. And he put it in writing. It's remarkable. They said that, he proclaimed, would pressure the Mexican government to cough up, quote, a one-time payment of $5 to $10 billion, end quote, for the wall. Now, here's what I noticed. That's a fragmentary quote. Excised from the middle of a sentence, and it's not even a complete sentence, and they completed the sentence for him. In fact, at the beginning and at the end, they bookended the fragment of a sentence that they excised here, and I'm marveling at how corrupt they are and how dishonest David Nakamura is as a very, very dishonest man. And Dr. Evil's paper is a horribly dishonest paper. And I said, well, wait a minute. I mean, surely if he said, because I thought he said, you know, here's how Mexico is going to pay for it. But that's it. That's as much as the Washington Post could dig up. Apparently he said, you know, Mexico going to build the wall and Mexico will pay for it 212 times, they say. They counted. They have an exact count. And then this is all they have. This is their supporting evidence. A fragmentary sentence where they say, quote, a one-time payment of $5 to $10 billion, end quote. That's the entire Trump quote supporting their cause.
During the campaign, I would say Mexico's going to pay for it. Obviously, I never said this, and I never meant they're going to write out a check. I said they're going to pay for it. They are.
Right. So the Washington Post got to work on that one because they've got fake fact checkers. And their proof is right here. It's, quote, a one-time payment of $5 to $10 billion, end quote. That's it. That's their proof that he said what they thought he said, and honestly, what I thought he said. But they have not convinced me. And then you go to the jump on the story, and there is no more supporting evidence but a bunch of left-wingers from left-wing fake tanks that used to work for Obama who are angry with Trump, and they quoted them in the Washington Post. But at no point did they provide me with a quote that makes it clear as to exactly how Mexico was going to pay for the wall. And again, I would have thought he said it, but the Washington Post apparently doesn't have the goods on him. It's an embarrassment of a newspaper. It really is. It's just the entire, it looks like a newspaper, but it's not. All right? Democracy dies in darkness. This building is in the dark. This is an embarrassment to Western civilization. It really is. Let's go to the Falls. We're at 888 to the Falls. It's Great Falls. The calls, 888-630-9625. Let's go to William in Great Falls, Virginia. William.
Good morning, Chris. How are you doing?
Just great. Thank you.
Yeah, I was calling in because I just wanted to add some technical facts to the discussion regarding this wall and its vulnerabilities.
You betcha.
I'm a contractor on the California sector of the wall about 8-10 years ago,
uh-huh.
Under contract to the Army Corps of Engineers,
uh-huh.
And walked all the sites in the San Ysidro Mountains and Calexico and the Imperial Sand Dunes and Smuggler's Gulch in San Diego.
Uh-huh.
So the steel wall that Trump is talking about is what was built along the Tijuana border there over the past 8 years or so.
Uh-huh.
And it has a 8-foot in the ground concrete foundation and then 32-foot pipes. Those square pipes you see,
mm-hmm,
are put into that foundation at an angle. And then those hollow pipes are filled halfway up with concrete and rebar so they can't be
cut through,
torched, or easily cut into.
That's right.
And then you see the large plate at the top, which is an anti-climb plate, so people can't climb up over that section at the very top.
Do they
easily,
work?
Anyway.
Do these fences, these barriers work, William?
Smuggler's Gulch, and let me give you background on this one, because I spent about 4 weeks with engineers on it. There's a big gulch with Tijuana between San Diego and Tijuana. I think it was about 400 feet deep. So the solution was to build an earthen dam, and that's, I believe, what you saw in the footage of the tear gassing a few weeks ago, where people were trying to climb up the slope and then were...
Right. Well, I've got more on that today,
and
too.
What was happening is every night 400 or 500 people in Mexico would collect on the Mexican side of the border in this gulch, and then the Border Patrol would have to bring in a bunch of school buses, and then as soon as it got dark, 400 or 500 people would scurry across the border, and the Border Patrol would have to catch as many as they can.
Well, William, I'm afraid that I don't have any more time right now for you. I do have a lot more on this morning, though, William, including Border Patrol talking about exactly what you're talking about in the exact location that you're talking about at San Diego and the barriers that were put up. And my brother, Daniel, is in the news today from San Diego as well regarding the border wall. I've got that coming up as well. William, thank you.
We're going to get the wall built. And it's going to be built right. And Mexico's going to pay for the wall.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health care insurance, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian health care sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members around the country. And get this. Over the years, MediShare members have shared over $2 billion of each other's medical bills so they could help share your needs, too. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical saving for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more, could be less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck in a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more. There's no pressure. It's very easy to talk to the people there. 855-40-BIBLE. That's 855-40-BIBLE.
The holidays were trying for me. Trying new recipes, new restaurants. I was trying too hard, and I felt sluggish. So this year, I'm trying the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge. And wow, I just take Metamucil every day for 14 days. And let me tell you, because Metamucil traps and removes the waste that weighs me down, I'm feeling lighter and more energetic. Are you ready to take the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge with me? To get a coupon and daily tips, sign up now at Metamucil.com.
Not many things scare me, kid. Vampires, werewolves, children, not one bit. But you know what does scare me? Downtime, inefficiency, scares the living daylights out of me. That's why I use Grainger. They're America's number one source for industrial supplies. Plus, they've got the inventory management solutions that keep us running. So we've got uptime, we've got efficiency, we've got productivity. When it comes to keeping your facility running, Grainger's got your back. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Spring showers bring more than flowers. They also bring that familiar musty smell to your basement, usually caused by too much moisture, molds, and mildew. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove damp, musty air and harmful pollutants. It's with the Wave Moisture Control Unit. Wave can transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, visit dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
I laugh. The CEO of Columbia Sportswear, they make clothing and things. The CEO, Tim Boyle, of Columbia Sportswear has taken out a full-page ad in today's Dr. Evil Post, probably at the friends and family rate, with the giant words, "Make America's Parks Open Again," followed by, "Walls shouldn't block access to parks." They don't. And federal workers, their employees, not workers, this isn't the Soviet Union, shouldn't be left out in the cold. Work together to open our parks. Columbia Sportswear. You know, I think I still have that pair of Columbia Sportswear boots in my office that crumbled. They're like duck boots and supposed to be snowproof. And they were so cheap and cheesy that they crumbled. I took pictures of them, posted on the internet. They were so cheap. Thanks for the lousy, stinking boots there, Tim.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed, but after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. What shall we do about them? Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
All right. Here's the New York Times headline. President Trump shows no signs of giving in. Giving in to what? Giving in to the Democrat demands. The Democrats, yesterday I had a couple of new words. We had intelligentsia, that's the wisdom of cable news, and cableocracy, because that's our form of government now. At least our cable television anchors think so. Intelligentsia and cableocracy. And this morning I was watching the news, and it occurs to me the news media is shoving the President of the United States to come around to the Democrat Party's position. That's what the media does. The media is a part of the Democratic Party and nothing more. They're masquerading as legitimate journalists. They are not, overwhelmingly. There are probably a few left here and there. I wouldn't want to say 100% of them. But CNN, for example, is just a joke. Oh, and Jim Acosta. We got Jim Acosta. This is funny stuff. But I was watching it this morning, and I was here's the New York Times. President Trump shows no signs of giving in. Now, you're right. He doesn't. And I think that's kind of fun. And I know that today is the first day that government employees, not workers, but employees, find themselves not getting a paycheck today. And I regret that, and I'm sorry about that. And if Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer would just agree to do what they've agreed to do in the past, rather than staging a political stunt, then you would all be getting your paychecks today in full. If they believed in the sovereignty of the United States of America, then you would all be getting your paychecks in full. If they believe that too much heroin is coming across our border, too much meth is coming across our border, too much cocaine is coming across our border, then you'd be getting your paychecks today. If they believe that 70,000 drug overdose deaths in 2017 is too many drug overdose deaths, then you would be getting your paycheck today. If they believe that the 21 mutilated, burned bodies, murdered bodies found just across our southern border is something that we don't want to see here, then you'd be getting your paycheck today. But the Democrats don't care about your daughter or your life. They don't care about the drug addicts and the drug overdoses. They don't care about the massacres on the southern end of the border. They don't care about the murders of our police officers by illegal aliens. They don't care about Kate Steinle being gunned down while walking with her father on a pier in San Francisco. They don't care. They pretend to care. That's a lie. They don't care about children. They don't care about immigrants. They don't care about you. These are, it's almost impossible to believe what sociopathic personalities these people are. But they are. And the new word that I came up with today, after such good words yesterday, intelligentsia and cableocracy. Non-negotiating. This is what the Democrats are doing. They're non-negotiating. They're not negotiating. There is no inclination on their part because the news media is still fluffing them. And so they're going to keep doing what they're doing because they feel there's no public price to pay. As I pointed out yesterday, 79% of us, that's about 80% of us, that's about 4 in 5 of us, believe there is a problem or a crisis or a problem at the border. Only 12% of Americans in the Politico left-wing blog site Morning Consult poll said that there is not a problem at the border. 12%. Now, fortunately for the Democrat Party, included in that 12% is the entire population of CNN and the entire population of NBC fake news. Because they are hell-bent like jihadis on winning the day for the Democrat Party here. And there is no expectation, and President Trump mentioned this yesterday as well, there is no expectation on the part of the Democrats or their allies, who are many in the news media, that the Democrats should budge, that they should move an inch, that they should give anything. There is no suggestion anywhere that the Democrats ought to do anything. Also, and therefore, they're not going to. And here we are going into the weekend, and it's the first day without paychecks. And what are the Democrats doing to reopen the government? They're sitting there petulantly with their arms crossed. Nancy Pelosi's sucking food out from between her teeth. She's slathered in lotion. Her pupils are dilated to a dangerous extent. And she's sitting there saying, no, no. And President Trump went in and he met with them and he said, okay, let's say I give you everything you want. In 30 days, can we talk about border security? No. $1. $1. Like Randall and Mortimer Duke. $1, says Nancy Pelosi, I will contribute to border security. Now, what did the Democrats say about border security in years past? Well, we have a long list of Democrats saying lots of things about border security in years past. We've got Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden and Chuck Schumer and the whole passel of the lion-ass miscreants that constitutes the leadership of the Democrat Party. They lie all the time. Their morality is utterly situational. Their standards are double, or there are no standards at all. And these people really, they make my skin crawl much of the time. The level of dishonesty, the snakiness of these people, this bucket of eels that we call the Democrat leadership on Capitol Hill, is appalling to me as an American, as a taxpayer, as a former journalist. Now I'm all better. And they are non-negotiating because their pals in the intelligentsia running the cableocracy say that it's okay for the Democrats to not give an inch. Don't budge. Don't move. And that's okay. And that's not only okay, it's what they must do, according to CNN. Because that's our news media. Now, the Democrats say, well, we have experts that say that walls don't work. You're lying. You don't have experts that say that walls don't work. And if you do have some idiot that says walls don't work, that idiot's not an expert. He's a fake expert. And I'd like to give me your experts. Give me a list of names of your experts. And I'll bring them down to the border. And they can show me how they don't work. Okay? Let's do that. Can we do that? But the news media, and then there's Jim Acosta. I love Abilio. Abilio denies his heritage because he's ashamed. He's bowing to the white patriarchy, I think, by going by Jim instead of his real first name, which is Abilio. Abilio Acosta, a proud name. His father escaped the communists in Cuba. I don't know if his father's still alive, but he's got to be very ashamed of his son. And you know, there was the great moment with Kellyanne Conway on the White House driveway the other day. Oh, and by the way, most of the people here don't like you. That was a great moment. That was very funny. Oh, yeah, what about alternate facts? It's like a junior high school brain-damaged school newspaper reporter, Jim Acosta. But there was a funny episode that he had. We should go to the funny episode that Jim had, as a matter of fact. And then I'll get into what the what we're talking about happening with the shutdown. And there are a couple of creative ideas, because the Democrats are an obstacle to progress in America. They're an obstacle to sovereignty. They're an obstacle to stopping the flow of heroin and cocaine and crystal meth and slaves and sex slaves and child sex slaves, which Democrats enjoy the company of very often. And I marvel at what they get away with, the murder they get away with, because of a filthy, corrupt, dirty, dishonest news media. And honestly, they're just so treacherous and so horrible. If they had any relationship with the truth. And then I've got my brother Daniel in San Diego is in the middle of the news today. And I want to save this, I think, for the next hour, but it's a lot of fun. My brother Daniel, I'll just give you the short version. CNN, my alma mater, called my brother Daniel's station. My brother Daniel is a news reporter in San Diego, California, on the station KUSI. It's an independent station. And he's been reporting extensively for years on the border because it's a San Diego station. One of his stories 2 years ago, 2016, was retweeted or tweeted out by Newt Gingrich. And it got millions of hits because it was full of the truth. It was the truth, something CNN doesn't recognize. And so CNN called KUSI and said, we'd like to have one of your reporters come on and talk about the situation at the border. And the station said, well, okay, you can have Dan Plant, but you should know, and they told CNN, but you should know that when we talk to Border Patrol people and so on, they tell us that the barriers work. And CNN called back a short time later and said, we don't want your guy anymore. We don't want you. And it's like, because he's my brother? I don't think so. I think they went to Al Gore's Amazing Internet. They learned that stories done by Dan Plant demonstrate that the barriers, the walls, the fences do work. And CNN said, well, that doesn't conform with our pre-existing corrupt Democrat Party shill narrative. So we're going to disinvite you from appearing on CNN. You are no longer invited to be on CNN because what you are likely to say flies in the face of our grand lie, of our grand project. And the grand lie is the Democrat Party, but CNN is just a front group for the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party says walls don't work, fences don't work. It's not what they said a couple of years ago, but now they're saying that because Trump's president, and that's what it's all about. Now, if the news media just called out the Democrats for that, if CNN just showed the video of what I'm going to play you, the audio this morning, of what the Democrats have said over the years, if CNN would just do that and then bring Democrats on and say, well, why is it that you said that then and this now? How can it be the complete opposite is true now of what you said just a couple of years ago? If the news media did that, then they would have some legitimacy. But CNN doesn't do that because they're frauds, because they're tragically, sadly, they're not in the news business. They're in the Democrat Party agenda business, and that's what they do. They're not fair and balanced. They're not journalistic. They're not providing both sides of the story so that their limited and dwindling number of viewers can decide for themselves. They're not providing information so that we Americans, taxpayers, may engage in a well-informed public debate on the great issues of our day. That's not what CNN is doing. They're running with scimitars and chopping people down to get the Democrat Party's agenda accomplished, and they lie all day, every day, lies of omission and lies of commission. They are corrupt to their very cores. Now, can I say that any more clearly or strongly? I don't think that I can. But let's go to Abelio from CNN. He pretends to be a White House correspondent, and CNN keeps him there. Now, Abelio, you've probably seen it by now. This emerged just after I got off the air yesterday, as a matter of fact. And Abelio was down there at the border, and he's walking along a section of fence, and he was shocked to see that it wasn't being attacked by throngs of marauding MS-13 members, and therefore he's smugly and snidely with an arrogant smirk on his face and no sense of irony whatsoever and no understanding of what he was doing, demonstrating his limited IQ. He's strutting along smugly along the fence, saying, well, there's no crisis here. That's because there's a flipping barrier here, you moron. I mean, honestly, I talk all the time about how lefties have no sense of irony, how they must have had their sense of irony surgically removed or removed at birth or something, because they just don't understand irony. Like that Alanis Morissette song, she's liberal, and she say, isn't that ironic, 10,000 spoons when all you need is a fork, or rain on your wedding day, and she, whatever, she lists all these idiotic things, none of which are ironic, because she doesn't understand the meaning of the word ironic, even though the song is called Isn't It Ironic, and the only thing about the song that's ironic is the fact that it's called Isn't It Ironic. And isn't that ironic? So let's go. So here's Abelio walking along the fence, misunderstanding all he sees, to paraphrase the Beatles. And it's just, it is marvelous in its own special way that Jim can walk along here so incredibly clueless with this smirk on his face, this smug smirk on his face, thinking he's proving Trump wrong, when in reality he's proving the Democrats wrong and proving Trump right, and he's too dumb to see it.
And
Abelio.
And here are some of the steel slats that the president's been talking about.
There.
Right here. As you can see, yes, you can see through these slats.
Put in by Obama.
The other side of the U.S.-Mexico border. But as we're walking along here, we're not seeing any kind of imminent danger. There are no migrants trying to rush toward this fence here in the McAllen, Texas area.
Because there's a big
steel fence.
There
are some other businesses behind me along this highway. There's a gas station, Burger King, and so on. But no sign of the national emergency that the president has been talking about. As a matter of fact, it's pretty tranquil down here.
Yeah, no sign of the national emergency because we have a well-defined border that's you can't just stroll across in roller skates. Isn't it amazing? And then this video went immediately crazy on the Internet. And everybody saw it, and everybody was laughing at him and mocking him. So the dimwit went to another place along the border where there is no fence, and he provided a new video. This is the latest Abelio Acosta journalistic update.
All right, one last video for the day. Here we are on the Rio Grande. There's Mexico on the other side.
There's a big, wide river.
On this stretch of the border, we don't see any fence, any wall.
Big, wide river.
Along those lines. As a matter of fact, there are people living along the river here. This is an RV
there are people
park,
living there.
Right on the river. And,
people live
yes,
in Texas?
As you can see behind me, this is an area where you can play shuffleboard.
Shuffleboard?
Right on the Rio Grande with Mexico on the other side.
You can play shuffleboard right there on the Rio Grande with Mexico on the other side. Honestly, living is easy with eyes closed, misunderstanding all you see. He's the chief White House correspondent for CNN. He is as clueless as anyone I've ever seen in my life. What a doofus. I almost used a bad word there. What a doofus. What a dummy. What a meathead. What a moron. He makes Trump's point for him and thinks that he's doing the opposite. Then he goes to another place, the Rio Grande. Stay there for a little while, Jim. You'll probably see something happen. This is our news media. Corrupt, dumb, dishonest, clueless, and no sense of irony.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Indeed. knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Never saw it as a problem when I was younger. 2 cigarettes, 3 cigarettes. It wasn't a habit. My mom, she was always like, you need to get rid of them. Gave the Juul a real chance and found that I liked it. Found that it really works. The switch was easy. It was a no-brainer, really. This came from her, really.
Patrick made the switch December 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Let's observe the inflatable noodle man. His constant undulating entices people to look at me, look at me. He's tireless and brainless. A literal airhead. Curiously, however, the inflatable noodle man, when hearing that Geico not only saves people money, but also has an award-winning app that makes it easy to manage one's policy, he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Just ask an inflatable noodle man. Carefully, they are unpredictable creatures.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-735-8360. That's 800-735-8360. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-735-8360.
My God, this is a dishonest rag, this Washington Post. Here's their number two editorial today. And by the way, the Democrats don't need to give anything. They need to stand firm. I know it's in the Washington Post. Trump needs to, he needs to buckle. The New York Times has it too. He needs to give in. That's it. They're just an extension of the Democrat Party. Nothing more. They masquerade as news organizations. They're not. The number two editorial in today's Heepum Washington Post. The headline is, "The President Has Too Much Power." Oh, I remember they made the same argument during Obama. Oh, wait a minute. No, they didn't. "The President Has Too Much Power" is the headline. "Congress needs to revisit changes that favor the executive branch." See, because there's a Republican in the White House, the Democrats, and in this case, I mean the Washington Post, they're fighting for restricting the power, not of the president or the presidency, but of the Republican president and of Donald Trump, because they didn't vote for him. So they use their little bully pulpit, their little pulpit, their shrinking pulpit, to advance the cause of the Democrat Party and the wishes and the whims of the Democrat Party. Now, if they were to succeed in this campaign, this effort to restrict the power of the president, the next time there's a Democrat in power, they would say that we need to restrict the power of the Congress because too much power has shifted to the Congress, and now we need to take action to restore power to the president as the Constitution intended. But this is how corrupt they are. And this is it's an editorial, so they have no names attached to it. It's the editorial board. They're anonymous, more or less. And it's just amazing. There's a funny piece on the morals behind fact checks, too. It's not, you're not supposed to be a moral question. It's supposed to be a fact check. I guess you've lost. Once again, they don't know the meanings of words. The word facts. Look it up.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.